This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
Kurt hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark. The Biloxi Shuckers look to bounce back here on a Wednesday morning in Montgomery, Alabama. From Riverwalk Stadium, it's the Shuckers pregame show where the Biscuits and the Shuckers meeting for game two of a six-game series. Thomas and Zarella will be joined by Gary Green momentarily. Let's recap the ball game yesterday just a bit. Low-scoring affair, 3-2. Biscuits come out on top of the Shuckers, 3-2. It was a two-run bottom of the ninth inning that won it. But Taj Bradley and Tyler Hurd, both starters really dazzled early on, ran into some trouble, but worked their way out of it. Biscuits got on the board. First, Curtis Mead, RBI ground out in the first inning. Joey Weimer had a solo blast off the scoreboard in left center field, his fourth of the season to tie the game at one. And again, really not much offense in the rest of the game. Both teams having chances in the seventh with runners in scoring position. Shuckers had runners on second and third. And then a stolen base by Grant Witherspoon with nobody out, put him in scoring position. But the bullpen had been rock solid. Harold Trin and Luis Contreras coming after Tyler Herbert just gave up one run in five innings. Taj Bradley struck out seven, allowed just the one hit, which was the home run and the only run in five innings for the Biscuit for the top of the ninth inning. Garrett Mitchell coming in clutch with an RBI single before Cameron Meisner solo home run, and then the Brett Wisely walk-off single to win it 3-2. Shuckers offense combining for seven hits. Biscuits had eight hits alone yesterday, and Carlos Garcia, winning pitcher, to close out the ball game for Montgomery. Sal Frelick made his Double-A debut yesterday. The Milwaukee Brewers' number one prospect went 0-4. A pop-out, a line-out, strikeout, and a ground-out as he looks for his first Double-A hit here today. Yes, it's an early one. It's grab your coffee, grab some brunch, maybe some eggs, and tune in here as we'll have first pitch coming up in just a few minutes or so from Riverwalk Stadium. But first, we'll get to the starting lineups here on the pregame show. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 13th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Margaritaville Resort Biloxi, as the Shuckers take on the Birmingham Barons. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com. There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 14th for Girl Scouts Night and a chance to see the one and only Amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Welcome back to the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show in Montgomery, Alabama for game two. The Shuckers looking to bounce back and snap their two-game losing skid. They come in 12-10 on the season, Montgomery 10-11. Shuckers a game and a half lead on the Biscuits in the South Division. Well, it's time now for the starting lineups for both sides. We'll start with the home team tonight. The Montgomery Biscuits again at 10-11, managed by Morgan Ensberg, and his lineup card goes as follows. DH tonight, or this afternoon, morning, whatever, Fred Wisely leading things off. Greg Jones, switch hitting shortstop, batting second. Curtis Mee, the second baseman, slated in the three spot. Batting cleanup, the third baseman, lefty Austin Shenton. He starts a run of four straight lefties in a row, followed by Cameron Meisner, the center fielder. Left fielder, Grant Witherspoon, and the right fielder, Jordan Kazar. Then in the seventh spot, Evan Edwards, the first baseman, followed by Roberto Alvarez. He is rounds out the order, batting ninth, as they send Jaden Murray to the hill today, 6'3", 190-pound right-handed hurler out of Vernal, Utah, 25 years of age.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. As for the Shuckers, here is what their starting nine looks like today. Leading off and playing in center is Sal Frelick. Freddie Zamora, the shortstop, follows him. And Garrett Mitchell, a day off from the field. He's the designated hitter and batting third. In the cleanup spot is the right fielder, Joey Weimer. Felix Valerio at second follows him. And Thomas Dillard in the sixth spot. He's at first today. The backstop, rounding it all out, is the left fielder, Noah Campbell. For the Shuckers, they'll send the right-hander, Victor Castaneda, to the mound. 1-1 with a 1.77 earned run average for the Biloxi Shuckers. Well, when we come back, it's our picks to click, plus first pitch. All of that as we continue along here with the pregame show. And as we head on, 10 seconds for station identification all across the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Well, welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium, getting you all set for first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. No, you are not going crazy. We are back on the air. It's right now at 11 o'clock, coffee in hand. Here, Green with you here, Thomas Zunzarella alongside. All right, Thomas, it is time for our picks to click for today. We did this yesterday. My pick was Freddie Zamora. I think he clicked. He went 2-for-4 with a single, a double, and he scored the run that gave the Shuckers in the ninth inning. But let's go ahead and do picks to click today. Your pick for the Shuckers.
I think I got to roll out with the left fielder today, Noah Campbell. I think he's been putting together better at-bats. The last time he played on Sunday, 1-for-3 with a double and a walk, reaching base twice in that one. I think he had the strikeout numbers early, starting to put more balls in play, barreling the baseball, and again, just overall playing together better ABs. So I think he is going to be a guy that may step up here this afternoon.
All right, you've got Noah Campbell. I yet again have the guy batting right next to him in the order. Today I am going with Gabe Holt as our pick to click. Holt had the lone hit for the Shuckers a couple of nights ago, and he's really put together some good at-bats back in the starting lineup today after he was off yesterday. And he is still looking for his first RBI of the season. My bet in the sunshine, he comes away with it today. So Gabe Holt, pick to click today. I've got Noah Campbell as the pick to click. Well, it is an Education Day game, so there are a lot of kids in the ballpark today. I think we are going to have plenty of yelling, screaming, cheering, everything along those lines during the contest today. Shuckers in their blue jerseys. The Biscuits are in their military tops today. But it is turning into a good crowd for a quick turnaround after the Shuckers walked off in their contest last night by a final score of 3-2. Let's go ahead and take a quick look at the rest of the Southern League, though, and the games last night. And, of course, the one that stands out to us always is the Mississippi Braves. They're taking on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Mississippi 3-2 winners in that one. C.J. Alexander and Drew Lugbauer both homering. You mentioned it, Thomas. Eighth home run of the year already for Drew Lugbauer. I cannot imagine that he's going to be in Double-A for too much longer, though there's got to be a spot for him to open up at Triple-A there for the Braves. Meanwhile, Tennessee 3-2 winners over Birmingham, and Rocket City 5-0 winners at home against Chattanooga. Games coming up today, Shuckers and Biscuits, not the only day game. Birmingham and Tennessee, they are getting going in the top of the first inning as well. And so we are not the only day game today. Plenty of extra baseball going on here in the Southern League games. Tonight, though, Rocket City will play Chattanooga and Pensacola will play Mississippi. Hard to believe, Rocket City 14-8, Chattanooga 13-9, battling it out at the top of the South Division in the Southern League. Well, the teams are taking the field. It is a warm, mostly clear day here, and everything should be great to go for the Shuckers and the Biscuits today. We've got first pitch coming up for you on the other side. Shuckers and Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Play ball.
Play ball.
March to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it's game number two in a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A very pleasant good morning, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into today 12-10 on the season. They're a game and a half in front of the Montgomery Biscuits, who are 10-11 coming into today's contest. One more time, here is the starting nine for the Biloxi Shuckers today. Leading off, the center fielder, Sal Frelick. Freddie Zamora, the shortstop, hits second, and Garrett Mitchell, the DH, bats third. The right fielder is Joey Weimer, Felix Valerio at second, Thomas Dillard at first, hitting sixth. In the seventh spot is the catcher, Brent Diaz. Gabe holds at third, and rounding it all out, the left fielder, Noah Campbell. They go opposite the right-hander, Jaden Murray. This year, no record and a 2.16 ERA. Right-hander gets set and deals home the first pitch, and it's smacked on the ground, a bouncer to short, scooped up by Jones. Throw to first is in time, and we're off and running at 11:06 a.m., Central time from here in Montgomery.
Well, here is how the Biscuits line up defensively this morning. Start on the outfield left to right. Grant Witherspoon, Cameron Meisner, and Jordan Kazar. Around the diamond, Austin Shannon at third. Greg Jones, Curtis Mead up the middle. Evan Edwards at first base. And Roberto Alvarez behind the dish today.
First offer to Freddie Zamora is inside for a ball, 1-0. Right-hander Murray kicks home the next. And a fastball, outer edge, called a strike. And the count is 1-1. Murray, from the first base side of the slab, kicks home. And Zamora fouls this one off. And so the count is a ball and two strikes to Zamora. Day here in Birmingham, or in Montgomery. Birmingham's about 90 miles away. That was the last road trip that we made, so. But here in Montgomery, 81 degrees at first pitch. As the 1-2 front door slider in for a called third strike, and Zamora is down looking. Two gone, and Garrett Mitchell the batter. But it is 81 and warming here. And as we said, plenty of school children out for the day today. That is the loud play ball that you heard. And so plenty of fun and activities going on throughout the course of the day today. Garrett Mitchell in from the left side, and he bounces the first one up the third baseline and inside the bag all the way down into the bullpen. It'll settle up underneath the chair down the third baseline, but Mitchell is in standing up with a double. So a little bouncer that Mitchell is able to tuck inside of third, out of the range of Shinton. And Biloxi's got a two-out base runner for Joey Weimer.
Well, Felix Valero had a little squibber down the first baseline last night. But because Mitchell lefty in the infield kind of a little bit shifted over towards the right side, Jeff sweeps inside the third base bag. And knowing how softly that ball was hit, I was like, and Mitchell's speed is going to get a double every time.
So a man on second, two gone, and now Weimer from the right side. And Murray kicks and fires. And Weimer fouls the first one back for a strike. The oohs and ahs of the kids here, 0-1. Yeah, they're going to like watching Joey Weimer swing today. Power hitting right fielder, hitting .310 for the season in 22 games now. Eight doubles, four home runs, and 18 RBIs. It is solo home run his first time up last night. Murray, the 0-1. And Weimer cranks this one deep to left field, out towards the alley, and that is off the left field wall, out at the 395 sign. Mitchell will score easily. Weimer replaces him at second. It's his ninth double of the year, and the Shuckers have a 1-0 lead here in the first.
Just seems every time in the first inning when the Shuckers do score, it's going to come from these two guys, Garrett Mitchell. A little soft double down the left field line, and then you got Weimer, who's got the gap-to-gap power in 395 sign in left center.
So a man on second, and now Felix Valerio from the right side. And the right-hander Murray kicks home the first, and Valerio watches it miss down low for a ball, 1-0. Calling the balls and strikes today is Raul Moreno. Macon Hammond is over at first, and our crew chief James Jean is at third. 1-0 Shuckers here in the first, thanks to the double by Weimer. And he's going for third as the 1-0 is called a strike. The throw down is not in time, and Weimer swipes third base. So must have seen something that Murray wasn't really looking for. And Weimer successfully steals third on a called strike to Valerio. So heads up base running for Joey. And now a man just 90 feet away for Valerio in a 1-1 count. Right-hander Jaden Murray kicks home. And this is fouled back by Valerio. On the count of ball and two strikes. The second baseman for Biloxi. Well, the right-hander Jaden Murray, 6'1", 190 pounds, making his fifth start of the year for Montgomery. Third pro season, drafted in the 23rd round of the 2019 draft out of Dixie State. Right-hander from the far first base side of the slab brings home the 1-2. And Valerio bounces it up the middle, past the stretch of the pitcher, but Meade is waiting for it, and he'll throw to first and retire Valerio. But Joey Weimer doubles home Garrett Mitchell. And as we head to the bottom of the first inning, it's the Shuckers 1 of the Biscuits coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for family. $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family fun packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bottom of the first inning, the Biloxi Shuckers score a run in the top of the first. So here is the lineup that the right-hander Victor Castaneda will attempt to hold in check for the Biscuits this morning and early afternoon. Leading off is the designated hitter Brett Wisely. Greg Jones, the shortstop, hits second, and Curtis Meade at second. That's third. The cleanup man is the third baseman Austin Shinton. Cameron Meisner out in center field batting fifth. Grant Witherspoon out in left. Jordan Kassar out in right field. He's hitting seventh. The first baseman, Evan Edwards, batting eighth. And rounding it all out is the catcher, Roberto Alvarez. They go opposite the right-hander Victor Castaneda, 1-1 with a 1.77 ERA. And the first pitch is fouled back by Wisely for a strike. And the first souvenir into the stands today, it's 0-1. Look, there are 3,000 kids in the ballpark today. We're going to have a good time. The 0-1, and that is down low with a changeup. And the count is 1-1 to Wisely. Wisely, of course, was the hero in last night's game, had the walk-off RBI single in the ninth. 1-1, and he whiffs and misses at a splitter down low. And the count is 1-2 to the designated hitter for the Biscuits. Castaneda peers over the black leather glove. Now has his sign, the 1-2. And that's low and outside with a splitter. And the count goes even at 2-2 to Wisely. Had a conversation with the folks here in Montgomery. Hit a single or a double. The 2-2. And that is just off the outside edge. Looked like he had dropped a splitter there. And instead it is measured outside by our home plate umpire, Raul Moreno. And the count is full. 3-2 pitch. And he missed inside with a fastball, ball four. So Wisely is on, and Greg Jones will come to hit for the Biscuits. We're rounding it out for Wisely. Of course, he ends up getting a single because he never actually touched second base, and also there wasn't any opportunity for him to advance. The quote-unquote shame is that if it wasn't a walk-off hit, it certainly would have been a double. The set and the first offer, and Jones takes inside with a fastball for ball one. But nonetheless, the Biscuits 3-2 walk-off winners last night, scoring two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Short memory today and a quick turnaround. Set by Castaneda, and the 1-0 to Jones, and the switch hitter takes a fastball just low and outside. 2-0, no strikes. Castaneda is not missing the zone by very much, and he's trying to find where Raul Moreno's edges are today. Right-hander sets at the belt, and the 2-0. And that is on the inner half. Threw him a changeup for a strike. And the count is 2-1. Yeah, we had an 8:26 end time to our game yesterday. And first pitch at 11:06 today. 2-1 and a wave and a miss. Inside breaking ball, and the count goes even at 2-2 to the switch hitting Jones.
And it could have gone a little bit later yesterday, too, if it wasn't for the walk-off. So
looked like we were heading to 10 innings last night. As Castaneda, the 2-2 pitch. And a fastball is fought off foul on the left side. And so the count will stay at 2-2. Well, Victor Castaneda, the 5'11", 204-pound right-hander, regarded as the number 25 prospect in the Brewers organization by MLB. We have a auto strike that was called. Wow. Jones is... No, he needs a new bat. Okay. I would say he was walking away, and I thought I saw our home plate umpire Moreno hold up his hand, and instead Jones just needed a new bat. See, especially with 18 seconds on the pitch clock with a man on base, he thought he'd have time to dig in. And a pickoff throw over to first that sends Wisely back in at a dive. Scouting report on the righty Castaneda. Fastball, changeup, slider. He mixes in a very nasty splitter. Castaneda, the 2-2 home. And it's swung through and missed. There is the splitter. Well, it didn't matter what bat he had in his hands. Jones is a strikeout victim. And after the first out, Curtis Meade will be the hitter.
Well, here is how the Shuckers line up defensively this morning. Start on the outfield. It's Noah Campbell left field. Sal Frelick making his first start in center. Joe Weimer in right. Around the diamond, Gabe Holt at third. Freddie Zamora, Felix Valeri up the middle. Thomas Dillard at first, and Brent Diaz doing the catching.
So here's the first offer on the way, and a slider is at the knees for a called strike to Meade. It is 0-1. Meade having a great season early on, hitting .313 in 19 games. 9 doubles, 3 home runs, and 10 driven in. The set and the 0-1. And Meade lifts this one, but that will slice foul and out of the stadium. The count is 0-2. Measurements here at Riverwalk Stadium. It's 314 down the left field line, 400 to straightaway center field, and 333 down the right field line. Now, the alleys are a little different here. It's 395 to the deep left field alley where there's kind of a cutout in the wall out there as time is called, and that is going to be a step off for Castaneda. Right-hander sets, and the pitch, the runner goes, and that's swung on and missed. The throw down to second, and it slides under the glove of Valerio out into center field. Frelick is there to scoop it up quickly, though. But Meade is down on strikes easily, but a second strikeout for Castaneda.
Yeah, you can see Wisely just inching a little bit towards second base and off and running once Castaneda picked up that front left foot.
So a man in scoring position, two gone. Shuckers leading it 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. And now we kick off this string of lefties as Austin Shinton will come to hit. Five straight left-handed hitters for this part of the lineup, 4-8. Look back to second and the first offer. And a changeup misses a little low and inside for a ball to Shinton, 1-0. Shuckers scoring in the first inning thanks to an RBI double by Joey Wiener. Some shadows creeping over the field from a passing cloud as the 1-0. And a check swing on a changeup down low. And the count, two balls and no strikes to Shinton. Now, rounding out about the stadium here, so there is a 12-foot wall that is out in left field. However, there is then about a 5-foot railing on top. The yellow line is on top of that for a home run as the 2-0 is spoiled foul. And the count 2-1 to Shinton. The fence drops down to 8 feet tall out in the left field power alley right there by the 395 cutout. However, there is also about another foot and a half, 2 feet of railing on top of that that the yellow line is on top of as well. Circles all the way around down to that 333 down in right. 2-1 is in the dirt. Carried a changeup. And so the count 3-1 to Shinton. And it is 373 out to the right field power alley here. Obviously, that curved wall out in right field, which kind of curves into the field of play, then angles back and can create some interesting ricochets out in that part of the field. Castaneda, the 3-1. And he brings one over for a strike. Another off-speed pitch there. He's pitching backwards to Shinton. And the count is 4-2 gone. Shuckers ahead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Castaneda 3-2. And that is in the dirt. Buried a splitter. It's ball four. So second walk of the inning for Castaneda. Cameron Meisner will be the fifth man to hit for the Biscuits here in the inning.
We saw both starters yesterday kind of go through some issues with control. Tyler Herb had a pair of walks in a half inning. Both pitchers are yesterday, and Thomas Bradley and Tyler Herb able to figure it out, though, and really dominate on the back end of their starts.
So now it's Meisner from the left side. Righty Castaneda deals. And the first pitch is a fastball outside for ball one. Well, this is feeling a little bit like Castaneda's last start that he made on Thursday of last week against Pensacola. Gave up a couple of singles with one out. Had the man at third with two gone as the 1-0. He is taken on the outer edge for a strike. It's 1-1. But remember, he ended up getting out of that inning and retired 10 out of the next 11 that he faced. Face the minimum second, third, fourth, and fifth innings. Set the 1-1. And a breaking ball is bounced over towards first. A diving stop by Dillard. He gets up, throws to Castaneda, covering the bag. He's there in time. Well, Dillard dirties up the front of his jersey, but a great diving stab to prevent that one from slipping away. And indeed, Castaneda puts a 0 on the board in the bottom of the first. We've played one complete this morning here at Riverwalk Stadium. The Shuckers have a 1-0 lead. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headlift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers 1-0 leaders over the Montgomery Biscuits, and the first pitch to Thomas Dillard is hit in the air. Deep to left field, Kassar at the wall, reaching for it. He leaps up, and he is able to bring it in for the out against the video board out in left field. That is a great defensive play by Jordan Kassar. He had his hand out feeling for the wall. He got to it. It's that mesh netting over the digital scoreboard they have in straightaway left field. And he jumped up and brought it in at the apex of his leap. One gone. And now Diaz quickly in the pitch to him. And Brent takes a slider for a strike, 0-1.
Well, Thomas Dillard has been robbed of some extra base hits this year. Victor Mays chased down a ball in the gap last series, and now this one today.
As Diaz loops this one out into shallow right field, Witherspoon coming on at a stride, reaches out and snags it chest high. And coolly exchanges pass to Curtis Meade. And the out is recorded. And just like that, the Shuckers are done. How do you like this? Ethan Murray, in the first inning, even though he went ground out, strike out, double, double, stolen base, ground out, needed just 12 pitches. And he's retired the first two Shuckers batters on a couple of offers here. As Gabe Holt stands in from the left side. And the first offer. And Holt takes a fastball upstairs for ball one.
Well, just the Shuckers hitters being aggressive in that first inning, you know, getting through just a dozen pitches.
Set on the 1-0, and this is hit in the air. Left field, Kassar, a much easier catch, about 5 feet in fair territory, makes the grab to record the out. And the Shuckers are done on just four pitches in the second inning. But as we move to the bottom of the second, it's still Biloxi 1 and Montgomery nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today. For
the Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Montgomery Biscuits 1-0. It'll be Grant Witherspoon, Jordan Kassar, and Evan Edwards, three left-handers due up against the right-hander, Victor Castaneda. And we have a slight delay down the left field line as a...
I just want the kids to move away from the edge.
I was going to say, I didn't know if a kid had actually gotten onto the field to play or not. So Castaneda winds and fires. And the first pitch is knee-high on the inner edge for a strike to Witherspoon. It is 0-1. Witherspoon now hitting 308 on the season in 18 games. Castaneda the 0-1. And that is a little tall with a fastball at 91. On the count, one ball and one strike. Witherspoon with two doubles, four home runs, and 14 driven in. The 1-1. And he whiffs and misses at a changeup. And the count is one ball and two strikes to Witherspoon. Witherspoon's last 10 games have been spectacular. He's hitting .351 in that span with a double, two home runs, seven RBIs, and nine runs scored. 1-2, and he loops this one back into the sweet level foul. And so the count, 1-2, it remains. And honestly, Thomas, on a day like this, the cloud cover that we have is your best friend. The set and the 1-2. And that is low. This with a back foot breaking ball. The count draws even a 2-2.
Yeah, it could keep it a little bit cooler. Especially here a midday game. Get a little hot sim to stands when the pace starts to slow down.
Here's the set by Castaneda. Shakes off the pitch and the 2-2. Apple ranging over at a dive. He stabs for it, and he can't make the catch. It gets past him, and it rolls all the way out to the left field wall. Around second is Witherspoon. He is heading for third. The tag is just not in time, and it's a leadoff triple for Grant Witherspoon, his first three-bagger of the year.
Oh, good effort by Noah Campbell. It's a do-or-die play, and all the ball gets past him into the wall then if you don't make that, and exactly the kind of the worst-case scenario. Give Witherspoon credit, too. A triple to left field. Hustling around the bases.
Well, that is a lot of balls hit the other way already in a little more than a game by all of these lefties for the Biscuits. As the first offer, a slow bouncer. Castaneda comes on. He bobbles, and he's not going to have a throw anywhere. In to score is Witherspoon. Kassar is on first. And the Biscuits have tied it to one here in the bottom of the second.
Now Castaneda knew he probably, if he fields that cleanly, he's going to get the runner Witherspoon at home. And again, we see sometimes with certain pitchers a little bit too quick off the mound and trying to flip the baseball to home before they actually field it. That's exactly what happened. And just in and out of the glove of Castaneda.
So Kassar at first, and Evan Edwards, the left-handed hitter, the batter. And the first offer, and a big swing and a miss at a fastball at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It is 0-1. I am curious how they are going to score that. I would imagine it's going to be an RBI fielder's choice, because Castaneda didn't really illustrate that he was going to throw to first at all. As the runner goes, the pitch is low and outside, throw to second is not in time. Kassar picked a great offering to run on. It was a splitter low and outside, and because Castaneda has been pitching backwards so much today, hasn't really thrown his fastball very much. An opportunity to steal a base, and so Kassar is at second, and still nobody gone, and Edwards in a 1-1 count. The kick and the offer, and that is at the bottom of the zone with a breaking ball for a strike. And so the count 1-2 to Edwards. It's an error on Castaneda. So no RBI then, I think, for Kassar. We will see. Set in the offer, this is bounced foul over towards the Shaku's dugout. And no, indeed he will. So they have ruled that the error allowed Cassar to reach, because if he would have just gotten the ball and thrown to first, the run would have scored. You can't assume they would have gotten the out at home, but Castaneda, if he fields it cleanly, certainly would have gotten the out at first. The set on the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Got him going over an inside fastball. Castaneda picks up his third strikeout and a big first out in the inning.
Well, that's why you mentioned before, Garrett, Castaneda working behind in many of these counts early on in this ball game, and if he can get ahead and mix in that fastball, which again, low mid-90s, and the splitter and all the rest of the off-speed collection that he has, that's why he can rack up the strikeouts.
So man on second, one gone, and Roberto Alvarez from the right side. And the first pitch is popped in the air out into shallow right field. Valerio, Dillard, and Weimer going for it. It's going to be Valerio who ultimately makes the grab. And gets a fist bump and a pat on the head from Weimer. And that holds the runner at second.
Just one of those awkward pop flies into shallow right field towards the line. You're going to have the first baseman, Dillard, who was playing back, trying to go after the baseball, but the easiest play would be for the second baseman. Rolls right over, and Weimer, right fielder, a long way for him. And what can happen sometimes, they start to bottle back up, and Valerio takes control, though.
So man on second and two outs now for Castaneda, and the first offer is a splitter, low and outside to Wisely for a ball, 1-0. Tied at one, Shuckers and Biscuits in the second. When have we said that before? Right where we were last night. Man at second is Cassar, and the 1-0 from Castaneda. And he misses outside with a changeup. The count is two balls and no strikes to Wisely. Wisely walked and stole second his first time. Castaneda stranded a pair. Unlike the right-hander Ethan Murray, though, Castaneda's pitch count has been run up. He's now at 38 pitches here in the second for his entire day, as this next offer, a fastball off the plate, maybe a little high, it's 3-0 to Wisely. Righty Castaneda looked to second, and the 3-0 is high and outside for ball four. And Castaneda will take off the cap. Take a little bit of a stroll behind the mound to reset himself. Third walk of the day. And the inning continues, and it'll be Greg Jones.
Yeah, it's already a season high in walks issued by Castaneda. Only an inning and two-thirds. Mentioned the control is kind of come and gone today so far.
First offer and a fastball. Belt high outer half for a called strike. Jones did not like that one. Although if I disagree with him very much. Looks like it might be a little off the plate. The count is 0-1. Jones, a strikeout victim his first time up. Went down swinging on a splitter. The 0-1. And he waves and misses at another splitter that time. It is 0-2. Wind barely moving the flag out and right. The wind is blowing slightly out to right field today, as the clouds have moved away and the sun has broken out fully. The set on the 0-2. And another splitter is whiffed at and missed. It's a strikeout. And so Castaneda, K's two in the inning, but the Biscuits tie the game on a triple and a fielding error that brings in a run. We go on to the third. Tied at one, Shuckers and Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand at your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Well, looky here, ah, what do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me to grab. But little does she know that I'm a wolfish cubby, cause at the end of the night.
Start of the third inning. Tied at one between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. The right-hander Ethan Murray out. He gets 9-1-2. And Campbell's the man who leads it off. The first pitch to him is fouled off down the left field line. It's a great day here at the ballpark, and to take you through the next couple of innings, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett, as Campbell sits back in the left-hander's batter's box, the 0-1. A fastball tailing inside at 92, and the count evens back up at 1-1. Campbell 6 hits on the season, including 2 doubles as he hits one down the third baseline. It rolls past the Biscuits bullpen up into the corner. Campbell on first. He'll stop at second base with a leadoff double. Oh, Campbell, remember, dove at the baseball in the second inning. It went past him, but ultimately lead to a run on the triple for Witherspoon. And then Witherspoon is the one in left field that has to go retrieve it out of the corner. So now everything leads back. One event or the other. Leadoff double though for Campbell. As Shuckers attempting to retake the lead. Garrett said it's 1-1, just like yesterday, the first few innings, because it was a flip-flop of what it was yesterday today. Biscuits got a run in the bottom of the first. Weimer hit the home run at the top of the second. Today, Weimer doubles in a run at the top of the first, and then Biscuits answer in the bottom of the second. Runner at second, first pitch home is lined by South Frelick into right center field for a hit. Campbell pulls up at third base, and there it is. South Frelick, his first double-A hit in his second start. The bases on the corners. The line continues here for the shortstop, Freddie Zamora. Well, the Shuckers offense mentioned in the pregame, just 7 hits the last 2 games. And if they can get rolling with the talent they have and the athleticism in this lineup, it is a scary, scary lineup. Long hold by Murray, the righty on the hill, kicks in. First pitch gets away from Alvarez. Here comes Campbell, slides in safely at home. And which was a mix of Morgan Ensberg saying that hit Zamora, the batter, something got away from Alvarez. And now giving an earful to Raul Moreno, the home plate umpire. Well, it's a big run. It's going to give the Shuckers a 2-1 lead. And Morgan Ensberg not happy about it as he walks back towards the third base dugout. And now all three umpires will get together in between pitcher's mound and in line with a third base back. So we'll wait to see what the scoring is on that. But I thought it took a deflection as well off of either, again, Zamora's bat, a check swing. And they are going to count it. So Campbell scores the Shuckers' second run today on an awkward play. Should go down as a wild pitch then. Got to the backstop. Count 1-1, no strikes. Here on Freddie. Look back, Saufrelik at second. A pair of times, and Murray deals. 1-0, Zamora dribbles it. Charging in, Shen, the third baseman, throws across his body on the run and puts away Zamora for the first out as Frelick had a hold at second base. Again, 2-1, Shuckers late top of the third inning. Now four hits with his last night. DH Garrett Mitchell, lefty strides in, attempting to drive in another fellow first rounder. And Sal Frelick at second base. They call it a pass ball on Alvarez. And a first pitch fastball downstairs for a ball. Pass ball scores Campbell, and it gets Frelick to second base after he singled. Again, his first double-A hit. Started yesterday, went 0-for-4. 1-0 to Mitchell as he fouls it off third base side right towards the Biscuits dugout. Count back even 1-1. Well, Mitchell hit it off the end of the bat down the third base line in the first inning, would result in a double. One of the softest hits he will get, it resulted in a double. And then Weimer, who's on deck, doubled him in for the first run of the game. 1-1. Is down and in, back picked by Alvarez behind home plate. Two balls and one strike. I'll mention Mitchell, first rounder taken in the 2020 draft by the Milwaukee Brewers, and then a Saufrelik a year later, 15th overall pick in 2021. He is the only 2021 draft player on this Shuckers roster as Mitchell chops it right side of the infield. Mead backs up on it, takes on a step, throw to first to put away Garrett. As Frelick gets the third base on the ground out to the right side. There's two gone, though. So Mitchell East advances Sal over to third. And again, two gone here in the top of the third. One run in on the pass ball that scored Campbell. And the big bopper, the right fielder, Joey Weimer, steps in. Home run yesterday, double today. Against the righty, Jaden Murray. First pitch home, and Weimer takes a fastball 94 down the chute for a called strike. Murray, who Jeff seen a lot of birthdays, a lot of starters, pitchers, as the 0-1. Ground ball left side, Jones, a shortstop to his left, shuffles, throws to first, and puts away Weimer and the Shuckers in the third inning. They'll get one run on two hits, no errors, and Frelick is left at third base. After 2.5 innings, the Shuckers retake the lead. They're ahead 2-1 on the Biscuits on the Bucksy Shuckers Radio Network.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 10th for an exclusive Schooners Roundup Tee presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 13th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Margaritaville Resort Biloxi, as the Shuckers take on the Birmingham Barons. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com. Shuckers retook the lead at the top of the third inning. We move to the bottom half of the inning. 3-4-5 due up against Victor Cassett, down and away. The second baseman, Curtis Mead. Noah Campbell, after his leadoff double down the third baseline, scoring on a pass ball to give the Shuckers the 2-1 advantage. As fastball up and away. Meade thought about it, holds off though, as the check swing. It's 2-0. Sal Flick also got his first double hit, a single to right center field. He was left at third base though. And the 2-0, big heavy swing and a miss from Meade. A pitch down and away, 2-1. Castaneda, 4 punch outs so far, but also a season high 3 walks. Eric Ainsbury's walked 2 this year, but that was it. As a hard slider, tails too far outside, and trickles past Diaz, 3-1. Castaneda did walk 2 men his last start against Pensacola. They picked up the win in 5 1/3 innings, but remember, those 2 walks came the last 2 batters he faced. The 3-1 to me and foul back. It's full of 3-2. Which Castaneda had just 1 strikeout in his first outing. Then punched out 3 against Mississippi, but numbers have been there now, including this start, his last 3. Wheels and deals, 3-2. As Meade skies it in the air to right field. Weimer rock back 1 step. Now Johnson 2 and 1 to his left. Makes the grab for the first out of the third. Base is empty, 1 gone, 2-1. Shuckers lead. Austin Shenton, the third baseman. I do have to say, I love the 3-2 music they play here. It's like boom or bust. It's kind of one of those eerie horror type of sounds they play here. And first pitch is a fastball outside for ball 1.
I just have a very haunted mansion, yeah. Phantom of the Opera. There's like a laugh in there.
1-0. Is check swing. A foul tips it in the mid of Diaz for strike 1. Especially on Education Day, they got to work in some maybe Count Dracula, you know. Start count. 1-1.
And not that count either. Yeah. Not the 1-1 pitch, but no, that's just the count.
When I was at Ogden last year, they had the count on there every time it was a 3-2, and it was him up on the video board as a 2-1. As fastball clips the outer black, 2-2 to Shen. And so it kind of got annoying after a while because he just kept saying the same stuff. He's like, count is 4, and then he does his little laugh, and you know, you see that 6 days in a row, it'll drive you crazy. 2-2 fastball up and away, 3-2. Especially if a game, if you have like 10 full counts, you know,
guy's not pitching ahead very much in that.
Yeah. Oh man. 3-2 again. And Shitton takes a close ball 4. Diaz tried to bring the fastball back onto the outer part of the plate, but Shitton, yet to record an at bat today, he's got 2 walks.
Well, it's him and Brett Wisely today have the 4 walks that Castaneda has issued.
3 of those 4 have been full counts. Wisely was walked on 4 pitches. So runner at first, 1 out, bottom of the 3rd inning. Cameron Meisner, the center fielder. Lefty against the righty, Castaneda. And a fastball clips the outer half for a called strike. Well, the fun zones around the ballpark are bustling with kids. You got the playground on the left field line, and then it looks like a bounce house or something down the right. As Meisner waves and misses at the changeup, 0-2. Sun's starting to peek out once again. Plenty of clouds in the sky. 0-2. Splitter downstairs at the shoe tops, 1-2. Meisner hit a sharp hit ground ball to Thomas Dillard at first, who laid out in a diving stop. And at the first, biscuits were threatening. They did not score, leave 2 men on in that first inning. And a 1-2, Meisner fouls it back to the screen. The count stays the same. I do have to say, it is my first Education Day game. Really anywhere. Supposed to go to one in high school, and then it got rained out and never made up again. 1-2. As change up down and away, 2-2.
I'm trying to think. I don't think that we had Education Day games growing up, of course, where I grew up in Arlington, we had the Texas Rangers.
A little bit different than the AA affiliate for the Rockies.
Not back then.
2-2 is last foul, third base side.
I mean, they had, you know, Rafael Palmeiro and Pudge Rodriguez and Alex Rodriguez for a minute, but those Ranger teams were just so bad. And so tickets were not very expensive back then. Wednesday night was the night to go, dollar hot dog night.
Oh, yeah. Best nights around. You can't get a hot dog for a dollar anymore. 2-2 is sprayed foul again. Third base side towards the sweets, and it hits off the hand of the fan. He tried to barehand snag it with the left hand and just squirted it out.
You know, you can get hot dogs for $2 at MGM Park on Thursday nights, though.
I know. I wish I had that near me. Missing out if I was growing up down in Biloxi. Castaneda's 2-2. Breaking pitch, spoiled off again. Tails down the left field line, foul.
Of course, we have our education game coming up next Wednesday. We're going to get very smart over these next couple of weeks.
Learning all types of facts. I have a trivia question on the board today. Unless I knew it, but 2-2. As that's driven well in the air. Deep right center field. Weimer on the run with Sal Frulich. It's over both their heads into the wall. Weimer throws it back into the infield. Rounding in from third into score is Austin Shenton. An RBI double from Cam up at two again.
Well, that's a ball that is driven to the deepest part of the park. It is so difficult to get it out of the ballpark there, but Meisner, you can see why he was a guy that was acquired in that deal with the Miami Marlins. Former competitive balance round pick, and the 203 batting average coming into today, don't let that fool you. And he has dealt a couple of big swings against the Shuckers early on in this series.
Now Meisner standing at second base now. And first pitch home. Missing outside with a changeup for ball one. And that's where the one-out walk comes to hurt him. Just two hits today. Both of them have gone for extra bases for Montgomery. The triple in the second inning, which did score. But the walks, they have really hurt Castaneda. It's going to hurt your pitch count, too. Castaneda already at 66 pitches. 38 of them for strikes. The quick math, 38 strikes, 28 balls.
See? Doing that today on the broadcast.
1-0. Fastball down and in 2-0. I think hearing the count kind of count a little bit. It's full at 3-2, kind of. I learned some math skills out last year in Utah, though.
It is amazing how much better your quick addition and subtraction get in season than out of season.
2-0. Is pulled on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hits off the heel, the glove of Weimer, and allows Meisner in to score from third base easily. And an RBI single from Grant Witherspoon gives the Biscuits their first lead today. It's 3-2.
Well, that's one where Morgan Ensberg, very aggressive as a manager and third base coach. He's pretty much always going to give his guys the send. And Weimer just trying to scoop and throw in one motion. And he just didn't come up with it properly.
Yeah, trying to run and gun before he got the baseball. And first pitch, a changeup. Jordan Czar. As Czar takes the same pitch on the outer half for a called strike. It's 1-1. Well, still one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Two runs in. A back-to-back RBIs. Cameron Meisner double and the Witherspoon single. As Grant leading off first. 1-1 is a fastball called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2.
By the way, they have given that as an E9. That allows Meisner to come in and score.
Shucker's second error today.
It's a little bit of an interesting error assessed there. If if Witherspoon ends up at second, I can understand it.
And 1-2 line drive, and Valerio in the hole, falls down, makes the catch. It was a quick reaction he had. Sabankin and Witherspoon was playing close to the bag either way, freezing on the line drive. So they just get the one, but now two gone.
And that is almost a shame that Valerio ends up making it on the line drive catch, and he couldn't play that on a little short hop, because then the Shuckers might have been able to start a double play, and I think that's what Freddy Zamora is saying to him.
Nice fastball high above the letters for ball one to the first baseman, Evan Edwards.
Saying, see if you can pick it on a short hop next time, and then we can get two and get out of this inning.
Extended inning here, and a big whiff. Had a changeup for a strike to Edwards. It's 1-1. Well, especially Castaneda. This will be his 75th pitch coming up, and that's usually where they usually throw him to, and it's the 1-1. 91-mile fastball in the outer half for call strike, 1-2. Well, Mike Guerrero, though, in the first base dugout, still has the helmet on, so hoping Castaneda can get to this half inning here right now. On a toss over to first. Witherspoon back in headlong safely. Three-two Biscuits advantage. Three runs on three hits for Montgomery. And a 1-2 wave and a miss for strike three. Diaz flies a tag to Edwards. And that is the fifth punch out for Victor Castaneda this afternoon. The Biscuits do get two runs in the inning on two hits, one error, and one man left at first base. 3-2 Biscuits advantage here at Riverwalk Stadium. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue after station identification.
W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 a.m. and 100.9 FM.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
We enter the top of the fourth inning. Biscuits with their first lead. 3-2 now as Felix Valerio takes the first pitch. Slider inside for ball one. Valerio Diller Diaz get things rolling here in the top of the fourth. Another hard slider runs across the entire width of the plate. Ends up on the outer half for a call strike, 1-1. Jaden Murray, the starter, back out for the fourth. And a 1-1 dribbled up the third baseline. Foul as Mike Guerrero ends up in the Biscuits bullpen. And that's going to be a fight for the baseball down there. There are a plethora of kids all hovered around the Biscuits bullpen that is right in front of a number of seats. And a 1-2 slider waved at a miss for strike three. And Valerio dead on K's. Just a second punch out for Jaden Murray this afternoon. It's nice to say afternoon now instead of morning.
We've reached
12:03 here Central Time in Montgomery.
Well, we are afternoon.
Switch hitting infielder Thomas Dillard. First pitch, a weak line drive. Gets through up the middle for a base hit. And Dillard, after he was robbed of extra bases last time, and a great play by Witherspoon in left field, gets that base hit now. And a one-out single. Dillard now, his first two at-bats, has swung at the first pitch. So he's being really aggressive today. Catcher Brent Diaz. And now time is called as there's like a baseball in front of the third base dugout. And now some of the young kids are counting down the pitch clock on left field. Math is everywhere today. Diaz, the righty, against Murray, the right-hander. First pitch, Omen. Diaz hits in the air to left field. Witherspoon ranging towards the line, just shy of the warning track, makes the catch on the run. With plenty of room out there in left field. And two-way now.
Well, it's one where Diaz, that pitch was just in around his hands a little bit, and he couldn't quite bring them in and get the barrel to it. He's able to get a little bit more of the sweet spot. He's clearing the fence. He might be hitting the train.
Yeah.
And the Shuckers have the lead.
Going by just behind the left field wall. Lefty Gabel. Foul tips the first pitch in the mid of Roberto Alvarez for strike one. It is a pretty neat picture seeing a train move behind. Baseball game going on. Two outs, still it at first base, top of the fourth, 3-2 Biscuits, and Holt Tardy on the fastball upstairs, 95 on the gun. And it's quickly 0-2 on game, who flew out to left field in the second. Like I told you before, the golf course that worked at back in Massachusetts, a train just running right through the middle of the golf course. And the 0-2, Holt check swing, leaves it up and away, it's 1-2.
Hey, wait, through the middle of the course?
Yeah.
Like you got to wait to cross over the seventh fairway because there's a train going through it?
Well, it's after a par 3 eighth hole, then you get to the ninth tee box. They build a tunnel underneath now in case the train, because the train will just stop. It'll sit there the whole day sometimes. Got some traffic as 1-2 punched on the ground. Left side of the infield, Jones. Shortstop backhand. It gets past the first baseman, Edwards, and allows Dillard to get to third. Holt holds right there at first, but a tough play and a wide throw from the shortstop Jones prolongs his fourth inning.
A slow bouncer, and I think for a second there, Jones believed he had more time to make the throw than he did. And all of a sudden, as he looks up, Holt is only a few strides away from the base, so he has to rush his throw, and the inning continues for the Shuckers.
Well, they put that down as that's going to be an error on Jones. For a second, I didn't see it up there. And at five hits, I forgot the Shuckers got their fifth hit with the Dillard single. Anywho, runners on the corners, and Noah Campbell first pitch hacking fouls it back for strike one. So an E6 on Jones. Switch hitting outfielder Campbell from the left side against set from the belt, 0-1. And fastball down and at the ankles, 1-1. Well, Campbell started the third inning with a sharp hit ground ball down the third base line, went the opposite way. Ultimately scored on a pass ball. Runner going off to second base, and Dillard fouls it off towards the backstop. Got off the edge of the barrel on the breaking pitch. He's behind 1-2. So, yeah, to finish up the train story, basically, the train will just stop there sometimes. I don't know what happens. It just.
So there's a tunnel
that can lead underneath.
That goes underneath the ninth fairway.
Well, after the green to get to the next tee box is 1-2. Campbell sawed off, swing and a miss for strike three on the fastball. Jaden Murray begins and ends the top of the fourth inning with a strikeout. No runs on one hit one error and two men left on the corners. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Biscuits 3, Biloxi Shuckers 2, as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 14th for Girl Scouts Night and a chance to see the one and only Amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. Shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Biscuits 3, Shuckers 2 in Montgomery on an early morning game here in Riverwalk Stadium. First pitch is a slider on the outside corner for a called strike to Roberto Alvarez, the catcher, 9-1-2. Due up in Victor Castaneda's afternoon is over. Matt Hardy enters the ball game, the righty kicks on the 0-1, and fastball off the plate, 1-1.
Matt for Hardy, third appearance of the year. 2 1/3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts for the right-hander.
Hardy kicks 1-1 and is fouled off towards the backstop, 1-2. Now Hardy making 2 appearances in the Wahoos series. Strikeout in both of those games. 1-2, the 9 will hitter Alvarez as he laces it foul first base side. Hope everybody's okay down there.
I think everybody's okay. I think that just startled somebody down there.
No netting really past the dugout, so pitch you on the hands like that. Going the other way. And 1-2, breaking ball. Two two from Hardy. A slow tapper left side of the infield. Zamora charging on, throws from the infield grass and puts away Alvarez by a step. As Hardy sits down the first man he meets today in the fourth inning. So lineup card flips over. Top of the order, Brett Wisely. DH today, but was the hero yesterday. Walk-off single. Prevented the Shuckers from going to extra innings. And first pitch fastball. A little side-to-side movement on it. Here's a call strike on the outer half. Wisely, one of two players yet to record an at-bat today. Two walks, back-to-back innings in the first and the second. Also stole second in the first. And the 0-1 check swing. Laid off, but it was a call strike either way on the outside corner at the fastball. It's quickly 0-2 on Brett. Close the line on Victor Castaneda as well. As the 0-2 from Hardy's swing and a miss for strike three. Threw him 3 fastballs, and Wisely couldn't make contact with either one, and quickly 2 gone. So Castaneda just goes 3 innings today, his shortest outing this season. Allows 3 runs on 3 hits, just 1 earned though. Walked a season high 4, did strike out 5. Shortstop. Switcher to Greg Jones from the left side. Takes a slider just off the plate for a ball one. Not enough movement on it. Jones today 0 for 2. Struck out twice against Castaneda. Only man or one of two men to do that. As Jones swings through the off-speed changeup. It's 1-1. Evan Edwards, the anal hitter, struck out twice as well. To Castaneda. Swing and a miss with the fastball, 1-2. Two outs, base is empty, bottom four, 3-2 Biscuits lead. On top of the Shuckers here in game two of a six-game set. Hardy from the stretch, 1-2, and a slider. Called strike, three on the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Matt Hardy, and he blanks the Biscuits in the fourth. 1-2, three inning. We move on to the fifth. Biscuits 3, Shuckers 2 on the Bloxy Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course, yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Back in Montgomery, we enter the top of the fifth inning, top of the order for the Shuckers to up against Jaden Murray, the right-handed starter. 3-2 Montgomery lead. First pitch home, and Sal Frulich takes a fastball outside for ball one. And with that, we hand the reins back to Garrett Green to take you through the next handful of innings.
All right, thank you so very much, Thomas. Here is the 1-0, and Frulich waves over a changeup for a strike. And the count is 1-1. Three runs, three hits, one error for the Biscuits. Two runs, five hits, two errors for the Shuckers. The pitch. And Frulich hits this in the air. That's back over our heads. I lost it in a cloud. Foul. And the count is a ball and two strikes to Frulich. Shuckers took a 1-0 lead in the first thanks to back-to-back doubles by Garrett Mitchell and Joey Weimer. A triple and a fielding error tied the game in the second for the Biscuits. 1-2. And a backdoor slider is a called third strike as Frulich is punched out by home plate umpire Raul Moreno. Third or fourth strikeout for Murray. One gone and Freddie Zamora the batter.
And Murray's starting to heat up, racking up the strikeouts at two last inning, one to start the fifth. Really got that slider work at that time, though.
Remember, he's had just 48 pitches now as the first offer is in there for a strike to Zamora. It is 0-1. Shuckers did pretty well against Murray last year. They saw him twice and knocked him for five runs, four earned in 7 2/3 innings. As the 0-1 is at the bottom of the zone, really starting to work in that slider now. And the count is 0-2 to Zamora. Murray, the 0-2. And a fastball, called third strike on the outside edge. Zamora keeps the bat on the shoulder, hesitates a moment in the box, and heads out. Called third strike, so that's back-to-back Ks by Murray, both looking. And with two gone, it'll be Garrett Mitchell.
K
So Mitchell in from the left side, the first pitch. And that is low for a ball, 1-0. You know, I think that some of the Shuckers might be hesitating a second there before they leave the box because they see some of these pitches on the outer edge that they thought that Victor Castañeda should have gotten today and just could not. As the 1-0, knee-high inner edge for a strike to Mitchell. Well, that's 1-1. And scored a run back in the first. The 1-1. And he swings and misses, caught reaching for an off-speed pitch on the outer half. And the count is now 1-2. And Joey Weimer on deck. Shuckers trailing at 3-2 in the fifth, the 1-2. And Mitchell takes a breaking ball low and outside. And so the count has run even to Mitchell. Murray at the belt, not wasting any time. The right-hander deals the 2-2. And Mitchell takes a backdoor slider. They'll appeal down to third. And James Jean, our crew chief, says no swing for Mitchell. So the count has run full to Garrett.
Good to see James Jean back as well. He
yeah.
Slipped a fastball in the helmet yesterday.
Finished out the game behind the plate. As the 3-2. And Mitchell takes inside for ball four. Not very far off from where the pitch was called a strike earlier in the at-bat, and Curtis Mead and Evan Edwards both started walking towards the dugout, thinking that that was strike number three, and Murray had struck out the side. Instead, he issues his first walk of the day. Mitchell is on, and now it is Joey Weimer from the right side. Shuckers trailing by a run here in the fifth, and the cleanup man batting. Murray kicks home the first, and Weimer, swinging for the train tracks, comes up empty on a changeup. It is 0-1.
I think that walk is so important for the Shuckers. It seemed like Murray's starting to find the groove. He strikes out the side. I think, I don't know how many more hits the Shuckers would get against him.
Right-hander sets. And after a hold, will spin and throw to first, and Mitchell is back in with a dive. Shuckers do already have a stolen base today. Weimer swiped third after he doubled back in the first. Last time up for Joey, he grounded out to short. Abundant sunshine here as we come up on 12:30. The 0-1. And Weimer bounces this on the ground, but on one hop to Mike Guerrero in the coach's box. And it's 0-2 now. The bad news for the folks in the stadium, the flag that's out in... Now, the flags we can see about 500 yards beyond right field are whipping in a breeze. So maybe it's back on the way. Murray, a long stare in. And a throw over to first. Mitchell, only about two paces away, dives back in head first in front of the throw. That is the second check on Mitchell, and so we'll see if he is off and running here. As he can now maybe take that extra half step for his lead. Murray, the 0-2, and Weimer takes it around his knees. And the count is a ball and two strikes to Joey. Biscuits took the lead in the bottom of the second, in the bottom of the third inning, on a walk, an RBI double, and then an RBI single by Witherspoon. The set and the 1-2. Mitchell goes, and Weimer swings and misses as he strikes out on a high fastball at 95. And so the Shuckers get a base runner, but nothing else. We go on to the bottom of the fifth. It's the Biscuits 3 and the Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, the right-hander Matt Hardy deals home the first pitch, and a slider is over for a called strike to Curtis Mead. It is 0-1. Biscuits leading the Shuckers 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning today. 11:05, first pitch. We're in the bottom of the fifth, the 0-1. And that is at the knees, a fastball in for a strike to Mead. It is quickly 0-2. Derek Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Game two in a five or a six game series between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. 0-2. Well, that's fouled back. Mead in protection mode. Gets a hold of a changeup.
It's the early morning start. It's getting to you a little bit. I'm low on coffee.
I was saying my coffee is just about empty and it is not warm anymore.
Just put it out in the sun.
No joke. Set and the 0-2. And a wave and a miss at a strikeout for a slider. So Hardy has three straight punch-outs. Two of them on fastballs. And a slider there. One going at Austin Shinton, the batter. Can we go heat this up or... go refill it in the seventh, maybe. That mid-afternoon coffee after the early start time today. Shinton from the left side, and the first offer is at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. All right, Thomas, we did not have a staple of Trivia Tuesday.
Oh.
It was Milestone Monday, turn Trivia Tuesday with no Mondays, but we didn't do it yesterday. 0-1, and another pitch is pumped in for a strike. It's 0-2. So I figure it's Education Day. We can do a little bit of Trivia Tuesday on a Wednesday.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, plus, it's less than 12 hours after last out was recorded, it seems like, as the 0-2. And a swing and a miss. And Matt Hardy settling into a groove. He struck out four straight and retired all five that he's seen. Two gone and Cameron Meisner the batter. All right, so here are your questions for Trivia Tuesday on a Wednesday morning, okay? This MVP is three home runs away from his 100th career home run. Set by Hardy on the first pitch. And a fastball is right in there for a strike. It is 0-1.
I think I know.
All right.
I guessed him last time. Is it Mookie Betts?
That is not correct.
I know, because he was like 15 shy. And I don't know. I mean.
He is the 0-1. He is down in the dirt. 1-1. Mookie Betts has not hit 10 home runs in the last week.
Hey, you never know.
You never know. Well, the Dodgers, they're playing too late for us to watch their games anyway. Yeah. But no, it is not Mookie Betts. I will give you the opportunity to guess another one in just a moment. The set by Hardy and the 1-1. And that is off the plate with a fastball, 2-1.
Is Harper over 100?
Yeah, Harper is well over 100.
That's what I thought. Yeah. But
all right, so mull it over for a second. All right. Hardy kicks home the 2-1. And that is away. Three balls and a strike, so Hardy has lost a little bit of a feel for the zone. All right, so we have an MVP who is three home runs away from his 100th career home run. Meanwhile, we have a first baseman who is five doubles away from his 300th. As this is just off the plate with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, it's ball four. So Hardy allows his first swing, and there's a man on with two gone for Grant Witherspoon. So, yeah, a first baseman who is five doubles away from his 300th career double.
Joey Votto?
It is not Votto.
Rough start so far.
Runner goes on the first pitch, and it is over for a called strike, and they're just going to let Meisner steal second. Not even a thought from Hardy or Diaz. So it is a steal of second and strike one to Witherspoon. Hardy sets in the right-hander. The 0-1. And a breaking ball is off the plate, 1-1. The set and the 1-1. And that spins in for a strike. It's 1-2 to Witherspoon. Joey Votto is at 436 career doubles. So there's your frame of reference for where Votto is.
Okay.
So we'll be able to think about that for just a second here. 1-2 the count to Witherspoon. Hardy shrugs the shoulders and deals. That's low and outside. And so the count 2-2. And the last question for you today. This 2018 World Series hero is 11 strikeouts away from his 1,000th career strikeout.
As a pitcher, you're saying?
It is a pitcher. The 2-2. And this is hit in the air. Left field, backing up for it. Campbell towards the wall. At the wall, he leaps up. It's over his head and off the wall. It ricochets back into left field. In the score is Meisner, and Witherspoon has his third hit of the day. And he's a home run shy of the cycle. He's got a triple, a single, and a double. And he's driven his second run of the game. The Biscuits have a 4-2 advantage.
Oh, he is third hit, driving in yet another run. And he is single-handedly basically winning the Biscuits this game offensively. He's been a part of every scoring play so far.
So a man on second and still two gone. And Jordan Kassar, the batter, as the first offer. Is a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. So after Hardy retired the first five in a row that he faced, including four straight strikeouts, he walks Meisner. The steal ends up almost not mattering because with two outs, Witherspoon was going to be off and running regardless. As the 0-1 is up high, it is 1-1. And to be fair to Noah Campbell, unless he literally ran up the left field wall, he was not going to be able to make the grab. The set and the 1-1. And that is at the knees for a strike, 1-2. Now, no looking up the 2018 World Series. Come on.
Well, I knew.
Come on. This is one that the Boston Red Sox played in. So you should remember this one, being a New Englander yourself. The set and the 1-2. And that is yanked down the right field line. Look out on the berm. In between a bunch of kids, thank goodness. And the count of ball and two strikes. But yeah, so we've got an MVP who is three home runs away from his 100th home run, a first baseman who's five doubles away from 300 career doubles, and a 2018 World Series hero who's 11 strikeouts away from his 1,000th career strikeout. The set and the 1-2, and a swing and a miss, and Hardy strikes out the side, but the Biscuits score another on the RBI double by Grant Witherspoon. We move on to the sixth. The Shuckers now trailing by a pair, 4-2. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers now trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 4-2. New hurler on the mound for Montgomery as the day is over for Ethan Murray after five innings, and he'll give way to the sidewinding right-hander Andrew Gross.
Gross making his sixth appearance, 1-1 record with a 1.86 ERA, has one save and one opportunity. Struck out four, walked five, and 9 2/3 innings, so not really a big swing and miss guy.
Here is Felix Valerio, and he swings over a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. So day over for Ethan Murray. Five innings, two runs both earned off five hits, one walk, and six strikeouts as Valerio swings and misses at another. And the count is 0-2. And Valerio gets a reset of the pitch clock after he swung on that pitch. The set, the 0-2. And Valerio takes a big sweeping breaking ball outside. And the count of ball and two strikes. Gross operating from pretty much the middle of the rubber brings home the 1-2. And a fastball is outside. It is 2-2. Gross, a 39th round pick in the 2019 draft out of UTA, University of Texas at Arlington. As Valerio slowly bounces this one to short. Jones comes on, backhand throw, backhand stab. His throw to first is in time to get Valerio by about two steps. One gone and Thomas Dillard the batter. Well, that's my hometown. Who's the Mavericks playing in the Sun Belt Conference. Sun Belt Conference tournament is going to be here in Montgomery coming up in just a couple of weeks. I think it's 3 weeks from today. Set on the first offer to Dillard, and he checks his swing on an inside pitch, and on the appeal, no swing, and it's 1-0. Where South Alabama won the Sun Belt Conference right here in Montgomery at Riverwalk Stadium last year, the 1-0, and that is on the outer edge for a strike, 1-1. Big game over at Eddie Stanky Field last night between the number 7-ranked USM Golden Eagles and South Alabama, as that is at the hands on the inner edge for a strike. Dillard incredulous. The count is now 1-2. USM coming away with a victory last night there against South Alabama. The set and the 1-2. And Dillard takes inside. And I think that Thomas said, look, the last one was a strike. I was ready to head to the dugout.
He thought it was strike three.
He thought it was strike three. Instead, it is a ball, and it's 2-2. Batting from the left side against the right-hander Gross on the 2-2. And a breaking pitch is outside. But we are very fortunate down in Biloxi that we've got a couple of mid-major programs that are legitimate contenders just an hour away either direction. 3-2. And Dillard hits this in the air out into left field. Long run for Kassar, but he slows up as he gets to his spot and reaches up and makes the grab. So Dillard flies out for the second out of the inning, and Brent Diaz will be the batter. And now the talk isn't if USM is going to make it to a regional. They're looking like they might host a regional this year. Because last year they had the tough draw where they were part of the Oxford regional against Ole Miss. And then you had South Alabama, who was part of the Gainesville Regional, where they had to go down to Florida, and they had that big upset win over Florida and nearly advanced out of the regional. Pitches on the outer edge for a strike, 0-1. Of course, South Florida ended up winning that regional. They went on and played the University of Texas in the Austin Regional, Super Regional that year. 0-1, Diaz skies this one. Right field, Witherspoon is tracking back after it at the wall. It's off the railing and back into the field of play. Diaz around first. He will head into second, and he's got a two-out double for the Shuckers. And Diaz, with the wind blowing out, just barely doesn't get that one over the yellow line out in right field. It hit off of the railing and came back into the field of play.
Yeah, it really is. You mentioned and talked about earlier about the dimensions here. It is kind of awkward where you have the wall and the padding, and then above it about another 4 or 5 feet or so. You have the railing and the yellow line. And yesterday you saw it hit off the railing in left field. And now today, our really first ball tested out to right.
So now it's Gabe Holt from the left side. And he takes the first pitch. Belt high, inner half. Called a strike. Holt just shakes his head. It's 0-1. I think that USM is going to host the Conference USA tournament this year. I believe that it is in Hattiesburg this year. It was there in Ruston last season, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was in Ruston last year. Look back. Holt takes a healthy swing and a miss at an inside fastball. And the count is 0-2 to game. Shuckers trailing 4-2 here in the top of the sixth. So it's very possible that USM, if they end up finishing the season outright, they could play at Pete Taylor Park until the College World Series after regular season play ends. The 0-2. And Holt just reaches out and slaps this one foul. Holt stays alive in the count. Right-hander Andrew Gross readies. And time is called, and yep, that felt like it was taking a while, and it's an auto ball. So we count 1-2. To Holt after the auto ball. Gross readies. And the 1-2 pitch. And Holt spoils this one back foul. The Conference USA tournament is at Pete Taylor Park there in Hattiesburg. And so after playing the Conference USA tournament there, if USM hosts a regional, and then if they advance out of that, they might even be in a spot to host a super regional. Send in the 1-2. And Holt muscles this into center field. It's down for a base hit. Diaz motoring around. He'll get the wave and come in and score. And Gabe Holt with an RBI single gives the Shuckers a run here in the sixth. They're within one at 4-3.
Oh, the Shuckers really desperate, needing a base hit to knock through, and all coming with two outs here. The two-out double by Diaz that almost got out. And the Shuckers feel like they're right back in business. And the fact that most of their hits have come in two separate innings, two hits in the first and two in the third.
So now it's Campbell, the switch hitter from the left side, and he takes a pitch down low for a ball. And hey, what I say in my pick to click today, Gabe Holt did not have an RBI this season. I said he was going to get one today. And there it is. Whip throw over and a belly flop back into the bag by Holt. Now, I will give credence to my partner, his pick to click today, Noah Campbell, 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored in the third. At the time, it gave the Shuckers a 2-1 advantage. Another throw over there, and Holt with a dive back in. Boy, I would certainly see the opportunity for Campbell to really click in and come through with a hit to maybe give the Shuckers the lead here. They'll tie things up, the 1-0. And this is hit in the air. Third base side playable. Fighting the sun, Jones settles underneath it, just barely on the edge of the outfield grass. He reaches up and makes the catch for the out. But the Shuckers do get a run back on the double by Diaz and the RBI single by Gabe Holt. As we move on to the bottom of the sixth inning, it's the Biscuits 4 and the Shuckers 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for family for $2. You can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers within a run at 4-3. And for the first time this year, the right-hander Taylor Floyd is into the ballgame for Biloxi. He gets the left-handed hitting Evan Edwards. And Floyd's first pitch is bounced foul for a strike, 0-1.
Yeah, Floyd, the 24-year-old, 10th-round draft pick by the Brewers in 2019 out of Texas Tech. Made 7 appearances last year. Spent most of the season in Wisconsin. High A, 33 games pitched there.
0-1. And a fastball at 92 on the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-2.
Went 1-0 last year for the Shuckers. 2 saves and 2 opportunities. 7 1/3 scoreless innings to now allow a run.
0-2. And a changeup is low and outside.
Struck out 12, but across both levels, held hitters to a .189 average.
Right-hander sets in his 1-2. And a check swing, and no swing is the call. Floyd thought that he got the third strike on his slider down low. But the count draws even at 2-2. Floyd ranked as the number 23 prospect in the Brewers system by MLB Pipeline. As the 2-2, and this time Edwards swings and misses at the slider, and there's the strikeout for Floyd. One gone, and Roberto Alvarez the batter.
You like to see. We've been waiting to see Taylor and come out, see the improvement he made from last year.
Game number 23. Floyd makes his first appearance. So now it's Alvarez, and the first pitch is a slider way outside, and Floyd taps his chest twice with a big smile to say to Diaz, that's on me. Overcooked that one. Here's the 1-0. And there's another slider, a check swing. They'll appeal down to first, and no swing from Roberto Alvarez. It's 2-0. All right, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Let's go ahead and finish up our Trivia Tuesday on a Wednesday. The 2-0. And a fastball's over at 93 for a strike. It is 2-1. All right, Thomas, so an MVP 3 home runs away from his 100th career home run. The set and the 2-1. And a wave and a miss at a slider down low. The count is 2-2.
Well,
I'll give you one more guess.
Chris Bryant.
No.
I don't know.
Think more recent for MVPs. I'll give you two guesses. The 2-2. And that's low with a slider. The count is 3-2.
Oof.
Think much more recently MVPs.
Juan Soto?
Think much more recently MVP. The set and the 3-2. And that is hit out towards center field. Frelick is ranging back on it, going back towards the 400 sign. He reaches up, and it's over his head. And Frelick initially can't find it. So rounding second is Alvarez. He's going for third, and the throw won't be there in time. And it's a triple to dead straightaway center field for the catcher Roberto Alvarez, his first extra base hit of the year.
You don't see many catchers that can fly like that, and a really tough play for Frelick. It was a long run for him to chase the baseball in center field, and then just the extra half second couldn't locate the baseball. It was a good throw back in. If Zamora is just able to get it, maybe a step back and get the baseball, maybe relay throw into third, maybe a chance to get him.
So the lineup turns back over, and Brett Wisely takes a pitch inside for a ball.
One trivia question I do know is the last one. I'm going to say Joe Kelly. That's all I'm going to leave it at.
That is incorrect.
Oof.
Here's the 1-0. And that is fouled back 1-1. All right. Last year's MVP, Shohei Ohtani, is 3 home runs away from his 100th career home run. Fun fact, Ohtani has the same number of career home runs as DJ LeMahieu. The 1-1. And this is fouled off. Might have gotten the piece of Brent Diaz. And so the count is a ball and 2 strikes. Also a fun fact for you about Shohei Ohtani's home run total. He has more career home runs than Eric Thames or Jesus Aguilar. He is truly a one-of-a-kind talent. I guess Shohei Ohtani, 3 home runs away from 100 career home runs. And then again, he did hit like 44 last year. We sat down the 1-2 to Wisely. And a slider is outside. It's 2-2. Man a third, one gone. Shuckers trailing it 4-3 here in the bottom of the sixth. All right, your first baseman, who is 5 doubles away from 300, is playing for a team that is currently on an 11-game winning streak as the 2-2 is low and outside.
No idea.
Anthony Rizzo.
Oh, that's who I was going to, actually.
There you go. Rizzo 5 away from 300. As the 3-2 is roped down the right field line, it is fair. In to score is Alvarez. Wisely around first. He's going for second. Here's the throw from Weimer, and it's just a second late. He's right on the money to Zamora. But Wisely gets his first hit of the day. Third time he's been on base. It's an RBI double. And the Biscuits move back in front by a pair at 5-3 here in the bottom of the sixth.
Well, that's what the Biscuits have done so well. You know, backs against the wall, two strikes, Zom and Wise is able to bloop it from the batter's box. Able to stretch into a double, and now a chance again, base it away from scoring another.
And with that, Nick Childs is going to come out along with Brent Diaz to have a word with Taylor Floyd. All right, last one for you. And to be fair, you might be mad at me for what my definition of World Series hero is.
Well, the only other one I can think of, if it's not Joe Kelly, because he was massive, and that's the end of pitching for the Dodgers, that now it's going to be Nathan Eovaldi.
That is the correct answer. Nathan Eovaldi is 11 strikeouts away from his 1,000th career strikeout. Of course, Eovaldi did not end up getting the win in the lone game that the Los Angeles Dodgers won in that 2018 World Series, but it was that 18-inning marathon that he pitched, what, 8 innings in?
Yeah, it was.
And a lot of people really, what, didn't he get this, like a standing ovation from the clubhouse that night when he came into the clubhouse?
Yeah.
Red Sox felt like he gave them a performance that helped them win that series. As the first offer is low and inside to Greg Jones for a ball, 1-0. Percy Ovaldi also got a big contract out of not just that outing. He was spectacular that season, but really felt like what got him his deal. Back to second by Floyd and the 1-0. And that is on the outer half with the fastball for a strike. It is 1-1.
Oh, it's funny as well. I had Rizzo in my head. I was going to the first baseman because I know we've been talking. I think we talked about Rizzo with Chris Adams one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we did.
And I said, you know, that might be him.
The 1-1. And that is low. 2 balls and 1 strike. You know, I thought about saying a first baseman who is on his second organization, but then I'm leaving you straight to Freddie Freeman at that point, too.
Yeah.
Count is 2-1 to Jones, who's 0-3 today with 3 strikeouts. Man on second, 1 goal. Shuckers down by a couple in the bottom of the sixth. Line hitter Taylor Floyd is 2-1. And this is a high chopper. Valerio comes on, fields, and can't exchange it fast enough. And Jones legs it out. Jones with great speed. It was a slow four-hopper. And Valerio, just a second hesitation. Not even hesitation, but just difficulty getting it out of the middle on the edges. And one gone, and Curtis Meade the batter.
Yeah, really just topping Jones, who runs very well down the first base line. And Valerio double clutching, just the ball stuck in the mitt, couldn't get it out in time.
And with that, the bad news for Biloxi, there is a right-hander getting warm out of the bullpen. It's Arnaldo Hernandez. But back-to-back pitches have gone wild out of the bullpen. So now it's Meade, and the first pitch to him. And Meade lifts this down the right field line, but it is foul. It skips up some of the warning track material that's right near the Shuckers mound out of the bullpen. And it's 0-1. By the way, they have given that as a single to Jones, and that's the right call there.
I think so. We benefit the doubt to Jones and his speed, and that's something, you know, Mike Guerrero, and we've talked about as well. And They have a lot of fast guys who can beat out ground balls on the infield like the Shuckers do and Greg Jones can. You wish you could give more singles.
0-1. This is cranked. Left field back towards the warning track, and that is off the bottom of the scoreboard and gone. A three-run homer for Curtis Meade. His fourth of the season. And a big blow for the Biscuits. The Shuckers had gotten within a run, but after that three-run blast, they lead it 8-3 here in the bottom of the sixth.
I was just about to say, Curtis Meade, really quiet start to this series after a 9-for-18. A couple extra base knocks against the Smokies. 0-for-3, and just 1-for-7 the series before that bat comes up. A three-run home run, and that might be enough here in now the later stretch of this ballgame. Unless the Shuckers offense reawakens and could be enough to put him away.
A three-run blast on the first pitch is fouled off by Austin Shenton for a ball. 1-0. So the Biscuits have hit for the cycle in this inning. Triple, double, single, home run. The 0-1. And this is hit on the ground. Valerio, a dive that's underneath him and out into right field. So Shenton with a single, and that is now five straight hits off of Floyd. Had to go change out of the batting helmet. He throws on his cap, and it looks like that's going to be the end of the day for Taylor Floyd. So we had to wait a while to see him, and unfortunately not the first outing of the year that Floyd had in mind. Pitching change for the Shuckers here in the sixth. Biscuits now leading it 8-3. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
When you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Pitching change for the Shuckers here in the bottom of the sixth inning at 4-1 gone, and the new hurler for Biloxi is the right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez.
Yeah, Hernandez 3-0 record on the season. His seventh game, 4.66 ERA, 9 2/3. Struck out 14 and walked 6.
So man on first, and here is Cameron Meisner. The first offer to him, and Meisner waves and misses at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. So unfortunately for Taylor Floyd, the line's still not closed for him yet, but a third of an inning, four runs so far on five hits, no walks and a strikeout. 0-1. Hernandez dots the outside half with a fastball. It's 0-2. And we got to two strikes in the count before Alvarez tripled to center field. Frelick, it was just a little over his head, then just couldn't quite find the ball. It turns into a triple. 0-2. That is lifted out towards left center field. Frelick, with space this time, backs up on it and makes the catch for the out. So some order restored, two gone in the inning, and Grant Witherspoon the batter, and we are on cycle watch for Witherspoon, who tripled and scored a run in the second, singled in the third, and doubled and drove in a run in the fifth. Worth mentioning that the Shuckers have never hit for the cycle, but they have never had a player hit for the cycle against them. The set and the offer. And that is right up the middle, a base hit. So it's a 4-for-4 day for Witherspoon. Going for third is the runner. The tag is not in time. As Shinton aggressively went for third, Freeling made a good throw, but Shinton slides in, and Witherspoon takes second on the throw. So it's a single. And now mid on the two-minute scoring position, and Jordan Kassar is going to be the ninth man to hit for the Biscuits here in this bottom of the sixth inning. For the Shuckers, coming into the bottom of the sixth, they were down by just a run. They had gotten one back in the top of the frame and were down 4-3, but now a four spot here in the sixth, and Biscuits still not done. Hernandez kicks and fires, and the first pitch is down low for a ball. It is 1-0. Triple, double, single, three-run homer, single, fly out to center, single. That we've gotten here. Hernandez, the 1-0 pitch. And that is low with the fastball. Two balls and no strikes. By the way, also a small piece of housekeeping. Witherspoon, because they gave an error to Weimer back in the third, does not have an RBI from that. So he just has one run driven in today. The 2-0. And that's fouled back. It is 2-1. Though it is very possible that when the official scorer looks back through this game today, they take that error off the board and give it as an RBI. That's all procedural at this point. Score reflecting Biscuits leading at 8-3. Hernandez, the 2-1. And that is low with a breaking ball, and it's three balls and one strike to Kassar. Kassar reached on an error in the second, lined out to second in the third, and struck out an inning ago in the fifth. Hernandez, the 3-1. And this is hit in the air, but that'll slice foul. And so the count is 3-2. Crowd is starting to thin a little bit as the announcements begin coming over the PA that buses are leaving for the day. I guess it's right around 1 o'clock. School's going to let out in a couple of hours, got to leave time to bus back to wherever you need to go. Set down the 3-2, and it is outside ball four. So Kassar reaches, and now the Biscuits have officially batted around as Evan Edwards will hit for a second time in this inning.
My school back in Connecticut on Wednesdays, we would have short Wednesdays, so we would get out.
What?
Yeah, pretty much like a half a day.
Why? Hey, wait, hold that here. Bases loaded and two outs for Edwards. And the first pitch is fouled off of our home plate umpire, Raul Moreno. All right, so we have a quick second here. What level of school was that?
I mean, all of it, you know, public school,
hold on,
from elementary.
Hold on.
And
K through 12.
Yeah.
You had a half day on Wednesday.
I think it would be
what kind
2
of
o'clock or 2 something. I think it was 2 o'clock for elementary, like 1:30 for middle school, and then 12:48 for high school. Yeah.
Just half day Wednesdays.
Yeah.
What are they doing up in the Northeast? Never dreamed of anything like
that.
Well,
that was crazy because no one else in our area in Connecticut, you know, in the
that
Hartford
sounds,
area
that
would do
sounds
that.
Like
so
a
we'd have our baseball bus be like 2:30 and we get out at 12:48 and I thought if we would walk down to the subway, you know, down the road or something and grab some food and, you know, maybe a bus at 2:30 to go play somewhere, a baseball game that day and, yeah.
Extra time to look at the scouting report, watch film. Or, like you said, go grab a late lunch.
Yeah.
Half-day Wednesdays. Wow.
Yeah, short Wednesdays.
Wow, so, I mean, they just drop you off on the way back home on a day like this.
Yeah, 1 o'clock and...
Day's over.
Job's done. Not like Kobe Bryant said, job's not finished, you know. Our job is finished.
Raul Moreno, he appears to be okay, so we get going again, and the next offering is swung on a miss by Edwards for a strike. It is 0-2. Arnaldo Hernandez in a bit of a jam, bases loaded, He's got Shinton at third, Witherspoon at second, and Kassar at first. It's already a four spot in this inning. For the Biscuits, they lead it 8-3. Hernandez trying to limit any further damage. The 0-2, and that is down low. Diaz smothers it right at home plate. The count of ball and two strikes to Evan Edwards. Now, my high school got out a little bit earlier. I mean, we started school at, I think, like 7:45 or 8:02 or one of those things. So we got, but no half-day Wednesdays. 1-2, and that is down in the dirt.
Yeah, we were 7:30 to 2:15 in high school, so I think it was.
So, I mean, what happened to your classes on Wednesday?
Like 30-some minutes.
So yeah. So everything just got condensed down.
Well, that was the best then when we had early closures for snow and stuff, because then it still counts as an official day. Granted, like, you need like 170 days in the state of Connecticut. We always went like 180. They wanted a few extra days out of us around there.
Gosh. Bases loaded. Two gone, though. 2-2. And that is low for ball three. Woof. That was a very close pitch.
That was awfully close.
And Hernandez rests the baseball in his hand on his hip for a second. And now resets. Full count, nowhere to put Evan Edwards. And Hernandez with two gone, the 3-2. And it's hit in the air, left center field. Frelick, long run, Campbell as well. But Frelick, as he reaches the warning track in the deepest part of the park, hauls it in. The Biscuits leave the bases loaded, but they score four in the sixth as they send 10 men to the plate. We go on to the seventh. It's now the Biscuits 8 and the Shuckers 3, and as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters! Lasers!
A pool!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsor. Sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the seventh inning, and Sal Frelick fouls off the first pitch for a strike to get us off and running here. Right-hander Andrew Gross out for his second inning, and now he's got an 8-3 advantage over the Shuckers after a four-run bottom of the sixth. Right-hander stares into Frelick and deals, and this pitch is low and outside. So a foul ball by Frelick. He takes the next one. And to take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. The four-run again, bottom of the sixth inning. And Frelick fouls it off, third base side. Over us in the sweet level out of play. The count moves one ball and two strikes. Well, in his second game, and as a Shucker at the double-A level, Sal Frelick, 1-for-3, singled in the third, struck out his last time looking in the fifth, as a slider down and away. Count back even two balls and two strikes. Native of Lexington, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. And the 2-2. fastball away. Counts full at 3-2. Always tell Garrett, you know, Massachusetts, plenty of, just a lot of small towns bunched together throughout the eastern part of Massachusetts. As for the fact that the Lexington Police Department giving a shout out on Twitter today, tagging us with the Shuckers account. And 3-2 as Frelick skies in the air, shallow left field. Witherspoon walks in two steps. Cam Sunder takes the catch. One away in the seventh. Well, for those familiar with Lexington, of course, yes, that is that Lexington, Lexington and Concord. Waltham is just south of it as first pitch outside for ball one to the shortstop, Freddie Zamora. 8-3 Montgomery lead at the top of the seventh inning. One out, base is empty. Zamora dribbles it up third base side foul in front of the third base dugout of the Biscuits. Now, for any baseball fans, you may have recognized Waltham, Massachusetts, because when Kyle Schwarber joined the Red Sox last year, his nickname was the Mayor of Waltham. Literally, Red Sox Nation found the Mayor of Waltham for his job he did. As Zamora lines it back up the middle into center field for a base hit. And Zamora's first hit today in his fourth trip to the plate. It's the Shuckers' eighth hit this afternoon. And Zamora's hit streak now extended to 3, his on-base streak to 5. A one-out single. So Zamora at first. Shuckers need some offense here to kind of dig out. First pitch at the belt called strike to Mitchell. Andrew Gross back on the mound as well. Forgot to mention that. As the 0-1 down and away. Count back even 1-1 to Mitchell. Been on base 2 out of the 3 plate appearances today. Walked his last time in the 5th. Doubled and scored the other time. And the first inning. Zamora, short lead at first as Mitchell checks swing, almost hits him on the hands. Just able to stutter step out of the way. 2-1. Rose set, and the 2-1, and Mitchell squibs it foul, third base sign into the netting. And still, some school kids around here, but a lot of them, as we talked about last inning, starting to go back to school to finish off the day before they head home. Many are vying for some baseballs for both dugouts. As fastball inside almost hits Mitchell again as he spins out of the way. 3-2. Gross comes set with the blue glove from the belt. 3-2, outside ball 4. And Mitchell walks for the second time today. Pushes Zamora up to second base, and hey, this is the answer they need here. If Wimmer smacks a home run, brings him back within 2. And that'll be a mound visit here from the pitching coach, Jim Paddock. Out for the first time. We've really seen him in this series. Gross has gone an inning and a third, 36 pitches thrown in total, and maybe now some limbering up in the Biscuits bullpen. Been a toasty one in both bullpens. A few players with towels on their heads. Out in the sun. The last about 2 hours and 10 minutes or so. And here at the top of the seventh inning, 8-3 Biscuits lead, in which the Shuckers are only being out hit 10-8. They have to trail 5 runs because of the 4-run last half inning. So a one-out single by Zamora. He's at second after the walk to Garrett Mitchell. Brings up slugger right fielder, Joey Weimer. Takes the fastball up and away for ball one. Weimer hit his fourth home run of the season last night. Doubled in the first run of the ball game back in the first. Scored Garrett Mitchell. 1-0 from Gross. Is down and away, 2-0. Tried the breaking pitch that time. We've seen a lot of pitchers would not throw those first, second pitch fastballs to Weimer anymore. He's still been able to produce. Hitting 3-10. As Weimer pops it foul, first base side. Oh, the seats out of play. And that's what Weimer has to do and jump ahead in those 2-0 counts and get him into those positions to get that fastball like he did there. Gross set, looks back Zamora at second, and they're going to call that an auto ball, so 3-1. Gross didn't come home quick enough. Oakland umpire had raised his hands up. Gross too tardy. So Weimer ahead, 3-1. Gross kicks and called strike on the outside corner. The slider. Weimer was already jogging up the first base line, bat in hand. He thought he worked a walk to load the bases.
Well, it certainly did look off the plate.
And so Weimer kept at home plate by Raul Moreno, the home plate umpire. Payoff pitch, and Weimer drives it foul, third base side on the ground. Gets into the third row of seats. We're down there at the end of the dugout. Mike Arroyo as well in front of the coach's box, angling towards Zamora at second base. He's in almost on the track. In front of the dugout. 3-2 again. And Weimer fouls it back just to the right of us, over us in the press box. So a lengthy at-bat worked here. This will be the eighth pitch upcoming. Just past lunchtime. 3-2 again, and Weimer pops it up into shallow right field, into foul ground, and the right fielder, Czar, takes charge and puts it away, and the Shuckers bullpen. So Weimer is the second out victim in the seventh. Still two runners on for the second baseman, Felix Valerio.
And you know, a guy who's got such an aggressive swing, he has a very good approach at the plate, and he's thinking, I should be at first with Valerio coming up and the bases loaded and one out.
Well, Valerio, high contact here as well. Even if you get one back in this inning, it's still a victory. But here are two outs. A little bit dire situation now. First pitch inside to Felix for ball one. And Zamora at second, Mitchell at first, two gone, top seven, 8-3 Biscuits lead. Righty Gross set from the stretch. Perra looks back to second, the 1-0. And the fastball just a bit low below the knees to Felix. It's 2-0. Which is awfully tough, you know, for Felix, short guy himself. And that's when you go from Weimer, who's a tall presence at 6'4" and 5'8" to Felix. Call strike. 2-1. Well, the other education day game as well. Top of the eighth inning, 6-2. Smokies on top of the Barons. Bases loaded as well. As fastball call strike. Outside corner, 2-2. Fell behind 2-0 to Felix. Now worked it back even. Shuckers have left 6 men on base so far as Valerio pulls it high in the air down the left field line, but a hooks foul. Right towards the outside bar they have in this makeshift wood outside shed, I'd call it. Or a beer deck, I don't know.
It's like a cabana, but a cabana. not because it's just made out of
like Lincoln logs.
Like wood beams.
And 2-2. Called strike three with the fastball outside corner. And so Valerio goes down on strikes for the second time today. First punch out for Gross. Shuckers get no runs on one hit, no errors, and leave two men on base. It's stretch time here in Montgomery. Biscuits ahead 8-3 on the Shuckers as Biloxi the moment.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 10th for an exclusive Schooners Roundup Tee presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
After the beautiful rendition of God Bless America by some of the students here, we hit the bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers behind 8-3. Arnaldo Hernandez back on the hill, throwing his last few warm pitches. And what's the Shuckers were in this one for most of the game until that four-run sixth inning. And they got to Taylor Floyd in his first appearance of the season. Hernandez is the fourth pitcher used today. And Floyd, not the start he wanted, giving up four runs, all of them earned on five hits in just a third of an inning. Did strike out one, though. After Matt Hardy threw two innings, one-run ball, struck out five of the six outs he recorded. And Hernandez so far two-thirds of an inning. Scoreless right now. 9-1-2 here to start the seventh inning. There's some shade starting to creep in underneath the seats down the third baseline. As Roberto Alvarez, the catcher, 1-for-3. Afternoon so far for him. He tripled the straightaway center field that, well, that carried on Sal Frelick and one hopped off the 400 side in center field. Ready matchup as Hernandez kicks him and pumps the fastball 93 past him for strike one.
You know, this is going to sound dumb. 400 to straightaway center field here seems deeper than 400 to straightaway at MGM Park.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know how that makes sense.
Maybe it's the angle. And now they're going to call an auto ball on Arnaldo. So count back even 1-1. They're going to lead off hitter Alvarez. Flaps the glove a few times and the righty kicks. And fastball whiff and a miss. Strike two. It could be the vantage point, too. I think where we sit at MGM Park and maybe here a bit different.
It's entirely possible.
I think we sit lower here.
By a little bit.
Just a tad. And a 1-2 fastball high. 2-2. Maybe it's just the desk here is a little bit lower, too. I don't know. I mean, you got lower chairs we're in.
Well, and it's also, it's 395 to that alley out there, and even the 400, it's a little more depth down there.
2-2 breaking ball in the dirt. Swing and a miss. First strike three. As throw down to first, puts away Alvarez. And the first strikeout today for Hernandez. First down to the seventh inning. Bring up the DH, Brett Wisely. Well, since it was Education Day, I know it's talking about Lexington and Concord, and South Philly, obviously, from Lexington. Here is Wisely, the lefty. And first pitch is smacked out the right center field. Frelick jogging over to his left. Makes the catch just off skew of second base. Two-way. I don't know, I'm a history nerd. And I always said it was Education Day. Still, no one knows who fired the first shot at Lexington and Concord. Pretty nuts to think of.
Yeah.
No one wrote down the account. And yeah, read Johnny Tremaine in elementary school. I don't know if you did or not. That was kind of a big book to read. As first pitch, fastball outside for ball one to Greg Jones, the shortstop.
Can't say that I did, to the best of my recollection. Certainly, I think everyone knows start of the Revolutionary War.
And a 1-0 check swing. It's on the outside corner either way to Greg Jones, 1-1.
I did spend a good chunk of last offseason finishing up reading about George Washington, Washington's a Life.
Yeah.
By Ron Chernow.
And a 1-1 swing and a miss, 1-2.
Learned all about the Siege of Boston.
Oh, yeah.
1775. A lot of people think that the Revolutionary War started in 76. It's not the case. It was off and running before the Declaration of Independence was signed.
And 1-2 check swing up and away. And Jones able to lay off 2-2. A lot of history up there in those parts. And if you ever get up to Boston again, you can do the trail and go through the North End where Paul Revere's house is.
I want to go see Dorchester Heights.
Okay.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I'm a real history nerd for that.
2-2. Called strike three at the knees, and Jones has to wear the gold for him this afternoon. Two strikeouts in the inning for Arnaldo. 1-2-3. Seventh move on here at Riverwalk Stadium. 8-3. Biscuits on top on the Bloxy Shuckers broadcast network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Top of the eighth inning, Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 8-3. Nathan with the right-hander enters the ball game for Andrew Gross. To tell you more about him and take it the rest of the way home, we hand it back to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, batter. And he bounces this foul for a strike from the new right-hander, Nathan Witt. It is 0-1. Dillard is 1-for-3 today. He was robbed of a double back in the second inning. Jordan Kassar made a great play out on the left field video board, essentially. measured it up, made the grab, the 0-1. And Thomas lifts this one, but it's foul. The count is now 0-2. For the right-hander, Witt, eighth appearance of the year already. This is game 22 for the Biscuits. 0-1 with an 8.31 ERA. He's given up 9 runs, 8 of them earned in 8 2/3 innings. 0-2 is low and inside. It's 1-2. Walk to strikeout ratio of 1. 8 walks, 8 strikeouts. Just 1 home run allowed on those 9 hits. And time is called, and they have ruled an auto ball. Raul Moreno might have a tea time tonight somewhere later this afternoon.
Clock
somewhere.
Hit zero. He's like, clock hit zero. Auto ball.
Auto ball. 2-2, and Dillard skims this one out to second. Picked off the ground by Meade as he ranges to his left and makes the throw to first. 4-3 on the putout, one gone, and Brent Diaz the batter. Now, I think that, we got started at 106.
Or 1106.
1106. Yeah. It's 1:30 now. And we are in the top of the eighth inning. I think this is going to go down as the longest game we've played since our Birmingham series, or maybe Tuesday of last week. First offer to Brent Diaz, and that is down low for a ball, 1-0. Not complaining. It's a really nice day for a game. Now, we say that as we sit in an air-conditioned booth in the shade, but nonetheless, it's still a very nice day outside. It has warmed up to 86 out there, 1-0. And Diaz hits this on the button, but to straightaway center field. Meisner comes in and makes the grab, and Diaz is retired on the line out to center. Two gone, and Gabe Holtz is the batter.
Think too. Tea time, get out at 2:30. Got enough sun to get you to 6:30.
Oh no, I mean it's sun doesn't go down now until about
you play to like 8 o'clock,
7:30 or so at this point.
You have the sunset, you should make another hole or two in there.
Like a true caddy, as Holt skies the first one to right center field. Witherspoon and Meisner coming together. Meisner, with the sun glistening off of his blue tinted sunglasses, reaches up and makes the grab. And Nathan Witt retires the side in quick order in the top of the eighth inning. So we move on to the bottom of the eighth. Shuckers still trailing at 8-3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Come on, you can all smile.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits. Diaz back out, and Curtis Meade leads it off. The first pitch, and Meade hits this in the air, twisting foul in the sunshine. For a strike, it is 0-1. Meade had the big blow back in the sixth inning. His three-run homer put this game a little bit further out of reach. Not out of reach entirely for the Shuckers, as the 0-1 is low. One ball and one strike. It's baseball. He got to throw it over and give the other guy a chance. Shuckers have certainly come back from more in this ballpark before. Remember a time in 2018, the Shuckers put together a four-run rally in the ninth inning. Clint Coulter hit a pinch-hit three-run homer to straightaway center field. And the Shuckers ended up winning the 1-1. And this is low and inside, two balls and one strike. And you also had last year. Now, Biloxi would not end up winning the game, but they came back from a seven-run deficit. The set down the 2-1. And this is hit down the right field line, foul. What was it? Biloxi was down 7-0 after two, and they were down 8-1 after four and a half. They scored one in the sixth, and they scored six in the seventh. 2-2, check swing, and that's down in the dirt. And so the count has run full to Mead. Of course, the Shuckers would ultimately fall in that game in extra innings. A walk-off throwing error. They lost on back-to-back walk-offs last year here at Riverwalk Stadium. 3-2. And this is lined right side, and that is a fair ball inside of the right field chalk all the way down to the corner. Weimer has to dig it out, and Mead is going to coast into second base with his double. So 10th double of the year for Mead. He's in double digits. 11th hit of the day for the Biscuits. A man in scoring position to lead things off, and Austin Shinton, the hitter.
Well, how about that? Mead now back-to-back games, had the home run last time. Now the double starting to heat things and lead for them. You know, something to look forward to the rest of the series then for Montgomery.
And Mike Guerrero has come out to have a word with home plate umpire Raul Moreno about something. I don't know what the conversation was, but Mikey, a very quick nod. And that is that. So a runner at second, nobody gone, and Shinton the hitter. Here's the set on the first offer. And that's hit in the air, foul, left side for a strike. It is 0-1. Series continues tomorrow night at 6:35. Back to playing a normal game time. Left-hander Nick Bennett on the mound for Biloxi. He'll be opposed by the left-hander Ian Seymour. 0-1. Wave and a miss. It is 0-2 to Shinton, who is 1-for-2 today with a single, a strikeout, two walks, and a run scored. Then on Friday night, the righty Carlos Luna goes for Biloxi. As a swing and a miss by Shinton, he strikes out on a changeup. Fourth K for Hernandez. One going in, Cameron Meisner, the batter. Right-hander Michael Mercado will go opposite Luna coming up on Friday. 0-2 with a 7.8 ERA. Back to 6:05 on Saturday. The lefty Andy Otero, 1-1 with a 3.09 ERA. As the first offer by Hernandez, and a whiff and a miss at an elevated 94-mile-an-hour fastball by Meisner, it is 0-1. Tandem for the Biscuits that day, Evan McKendry and Caleb Sampin are both scheduled to pitch. The set and the 0-1. And another swing and a miss at an elevated fastball by Meisner, it is 0-2. Round out this series with a 3:33 start time. Coming up on Sunday, right-hander Tyler Herb against the right-hander Taj Bradley for a second time. 2-2, and a breaking ball is looped out into shallow center field. Zamora, though, tracking back, reaches over his head, and he makes the catch for the out. So Meisner lifts it, but Zamora runs it down. Two gone, and now we are on cycle watch for Grant Witherspoon, who has singled, doubled, and tripled. He singled his last time up in the sixth. So a home run shy of the cycle. Shuckers then have an off day coming up on Monday before we return home for a six-game series against the Birmingham Barons. Lone time the Barons come to town. Set on the first offer. And Witherspoon fouls it straight back for a strike. It is 0-1.
Maybe some payback and redemption for the Shuckers as well. A lot of close one-run losses in Birmingham.
I went back and I looked at it. Between the one-run game that they played on their Sunday finale against the Mississippi Braves, as Hernandez deals the 0-1. And a fastball's in there at 95 for a strike. It's 0-2. Shuckers trailing 8-3 here in the eighth. But after playing that one-run game against Mississippi, The Shuckers then played five straight one-run games against the Barons, so six consecutive one-run games for Biloxi in that stretch. Hernandez peers into the left-handed hitting Witherspoon. Two gone, man on second, and the 0-2. And a swing and a miss, and Witherspoon is retired for the first time today as he strikes out swinging. Fifth K for Arnaldo Hernandez. We go on to the ninth. Shuckers need a rally. And coming up in the ninth, they'll send Campbell, Frelick, and Zamora to the plate as they trail 8-3 heading to the ninth on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 8-3. And the right-hander, Nathan Witt, is out to keep pitching, and he got another inspect pitching from our crew chief, James Jean. He came over and got something we've seen a lot of, where he made him check the belt buckle, check the hat for any sticky substance. And Noah Campbell, the switch hitter, leads it off from the left side. First pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Well, the checks are still going on, but umpires now more instead of checking belts and hats and things, as the 1-0 is high, 2 balls and no strikes to Campbell. Now they are just having the pitcher hold out his hand as he's coming to the dugout, which makes a lot of sense more than guys having to undo their belts and whatnot. The 2-0, and that is low and inside. Campbell steps out of the way of a fastball around his feet. And it is 3-0 to Campbell, who's 1-for-3 today. With a double back in the third, he came in and scored a run. At the time, it gave Biloxi a 2-1 advantage. Set down the 3-0. And Campbell takes a called strike. And it's 3-1. Set down the 3-1. And that is taken letter high on the outer half for a strike. The count now 3-2 to Campbell. The bounce back here by Witt after he had fallen behind. Set down the 3-2. And that is hit the opposite way into left field for a base hit. And Noah Campbell with the multi-hit game.
Seven, number one, Sal Freeman.
All right. I think Thomas has picked a click, officially clicked.
Noah Look at Campbell. Our ticket.
Just great words to live by. Noah Campbell, 2-for-4 today.
It's his first multi-hit game of the season.
So now it's Frelick from the left side, and the first pitch is low and inside, but called a strike. And it's 0-1. Frelick 1-for-4 today. Singled back in the third inning. That helped the Shuckers score that run to go in front on a pass ball. The set the 0-1. But that's high and outside. One ball and one strike now to Frelick. But is Zamora scheduled to hit next? Said by the right-hander Wynn. And the 1-1. And Frelick slaps this back of home foul. And so the count of ball and two strikes to Sal Frelick. Well, now a warm malaise has settled in here in the ninth inning. The set and the 1-2. And Frelick fights this one off left side again. This is where the adrenaline, the coffee, it's all worn off. Gotta dig deep, and if you're the Shuckers, you're looking for a big rally here. You got the thing you needed to start it with a leadoff single. You're just looking for base runners. Trailing 8-3. The set and the 1-2. And Frelick fouls this one off the inside of his ankle, and he crumbles to the ground. And now sits up and just have an extra moment before he works himself to his feet. Zamora will come over and hand him the bats. And Frelick will get an extra moment before he is asked to dig back in.
An old ankle guard there for Frelick.
Oof.
Just a bit of a stinger as if you hit the ball on the hands or off the edge of the bat. You can feel it in your hands. A little more sharp, though, obviously, than the ankle.
So this is one where there's no reason to rush through. You want to make sure a guy has plenty of time. And Frelick, after that foul ball off of his ankle, is back up and in the batter's box. The count 1-2 now to him. Runner goes. And a swing and a miss. Frelick caught stretching for one. Campbell gets to second with the steal. And so he is in scoring position, but the Shuckers only with two outs to play with as Freddie Zamora comes to hit. First strikeout for Witt today. Zamora looking for his second hit as the pitch is low and outside. Backhanded stab by Alvarez. For ball, it is 1-0. The 1-0. And that is roped down the left field line, but that's going to pull foul. All right, what do we settle on out there? Again, they have a structure out in the left field corner. I think it's more like I said cabana, but that's just not the right word. I'm thinking of Jacksonville, where they actually have a cabana out there. I think that's just like an open-air bar.
Open-air bar,
I think that's the word. 1-1. Low and outside. Two balls and one strike.
I see a lot of ballparks have that. I went to Indianapolis last summer on the way back from Montana. The AAA affiliate for the Pirates had something like that, too.
2-1, and Zamora pokes this one out into right field, a base hit. Campbell had to hold up on it, but Zamora. And the Shuckers have been on the edges with one gone, and now they get into the heart of their lineup with Garrett Mitchell coming to bat. So it's not over yet for Biloxi, trailing 8-3, but now they're just, a Garrett Mitchell double, a Joey Weimer home run, a Felix Valerio single, and a Thomas Dillard homer from taking the lead. I think I did my math right on that pretty quickly, right?
And Mitchell on, drive them all in. It's a one-run game.
Mitchell from the left side, the first pitch. And this is down low for a ball, 1-0. And with that, the catcher Alvarez is going to come out and have a conversation with the right-hander Wins.
Wouldn't that be something if all of a sudden becomes a one-run game once again
happen at any moment. By the way, we've talked about how the fact that we're obviously playing day baseball. There is day baseball all over the major leagues today.
No education day there, though.
No, but they got going not too long after some of us. There's some games that are already into the sixth inning. 1-0 to Mitchell. Bounce right back up the middle. It's fielded, and a flip to second is going to be in time as Meade is able to grab onto it on a glove flip by Jones. But Mitchell will get the RBI as Campbell comes in to score on the fielder's choice. So the Shuckers now trail at 8-4, but no wiggle room to play with. As there's a man on and two gone, and Weimer coming to hit.
Yeah, tough one for Garrett. A well-struck ground ball up the middle, and Jones just a sprawling grab up the middle.
Runner goes. First pitch is low, and that'll be defensive indifference. That gives Mitchell second. They were not holding him on, and so no opportunity for it. Here's the set of the pitch, and Weimer checks his swing, called a strike on the outer edge. And the count is 1-1. By the way, they did give Campbell a stolen base earlier in this inning. I think that's the right call. 1-1, Weimer, another check swing, that's low. Count 2-1 to Joey. Weimer with an RBI double in the first. Since then, a bounce out, a strikeout, and a foul out. Where he thought he had worked a walk his last time, but it had the bases loaded and only one gone. Two gone in the ninth here, the 2-1. And Weimer hits this down the right field line, but that is going to slice foul. Not onto the Berman right field. And so the count, 2-2 to Weimer.
Well, all those kids that were down on the berm earlier, I don't think they got it. Maybe got one ball the whole game.
Yep.
Now there's just one last kid standing.
He's
it
got
was
it.
All his.
He has made his way across the berm, the desolate, trash-filled wasteland that it is now.
Yeah, him and his dad down
and
there
he,
now.
And he has the ball. 2-2, Weimer checks his swing, and he's punched out for a call third strike. Weimer can't believe it. Let's Raul Moreno know, but that brings this one to a close. Shuckers fall today by a final score of 8-4. The big inning in this one, a four-run bottom of the sixth as Biloxi falls 8-4. Post-game show comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 13th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Margaritaville Resort Biloxi, as the Shuckers take on the Birmingham Barons. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com. There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, Entertain 14th for Girl Scouts Night, and a chance to see the one and only Amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi
Live in luxury
Shuckers
for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers fall today by a final score of 8-4. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. And Thomas, the Shuckers got out to a 1-0 lead in the first. Montgomery scored in the bottom of the second to tie it. Shuckers would reclaim the lead in the bottom of the third. Then a two-run bottom
it's
of the third inning.
Close the books on
one
this
run
game
in the bottom of the in the fifth. And then after that point, the Shuckers, the top of the sixth inning ends up being the decider in this contest. As Biloxi gets a run in the sixth, they get within one. But then in the bottom of the sixth inning, a four-run frame. And unfortunately, we hadn't seen Taylor Floyd yet this season. We were excited to see him pitch. And he got into some good counts. He got in front of guys, but unfortunately, five consecutive hits allowed. The big blow, a three-run homer by Curtis Meade, and a four-run inning really put this one out of reach for Biloxi in the sixth.
Yeah, that four-run inning in the sixth really was the big inning in which they had a few men on in the ninth inning. But again, just kind of inning, just getting away from him, a few bounces not going their way as well, especially a couple balls on the infield. Went down as hits, but really tough plays, and, you know, half second here, half second there, a little bit later, and the Shuckers would record those outs. And, you know, and I think that's what can happen to a pitcher, especially his first outing. You don't get those bounces your first outing of the season. You know, that is just tough. And yep. You know, hopefully next time out he can get those bounces his way. But you look at the scoreboard as well. Shuckers, 10 hits today. And that's something happy to see because the last two games, again, they combined for 7 hits. So yep. The offense was there today. Still maybe needed a few more runs, obviously, but overall I think improved offensive performance.
I would tend to agree, and it's also one where you can say, look, you look at it, Gabe Holt gets his first RBI today, Noah Campbell with a multi-hit game, Freddie Zamora with a multi-hit game, Garrett Mitchell got on base 3 times today, Joey Weimer, he struck out and he fouled out. Both of those were very close calls. He looked like he had drawn a walk in each of those at-bats and ultimately didn't. So there's a lot of positives from the offense today, and the Shuckers can build to that. Come back, we will take a look at scores from around the Southern League from today. There was another Education Day game. Plus, we will take a look at what's coming up for the Shuckers. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at MilnerRental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers fall today by a final score of 8-4, but there is other action in the Southern League. And a look at that, we toss you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. The other Education Day ball game final as well in Birmingham Regents Field. Smokies improved to 12-10. 10-4 victory. They clubbed 15 hits today.
Whoa.
It was a close game, though, up into the top of the ninth inning. Smokies are up 6-4, getting four runs in that top of the ninth frame. Lenin Sosa, two-hit ball game for him today for Birmingham. Nelson Velasquez, the right fielder, who is having a fantastic season for the Smokies once again, 2-for-3. He hit a home run in the third inning off of Felix Paulino, who got the loss today. Shuckers saw Paulino pitch. Paulino got rocked today, 5 earned runs on 7 hits, including 2 long balls in just 3 1/3 innings. Bryce Ball as well, 1-for-5. And, yep, the Smokies winners today, just previewing the other two games that have yet to start. Yeah, they don't start till 6:35. Chattanooga 13-9 going against Rocket City 14-8. And Cody Mincy getting the ball today for Pensacola. A pair of 9-13 teams. So outside of us here, Montgomery, the top two teams, you got the number three, number four teams vying for that three spot. Again, Pensacola and Braves at Trustmark Park getting ready for a 6:35. First pitch.
All right, thank you, Thomas. As for the Brewers affiliated system, no one has gotten going yet. Augusta and Carolina will get going at 6 o'clock Central. Nashville at home at First Horizons Park against Norfolk, they will get going at 6:35 tonight. Josh Lindblom on the mound. And Wisconsin at home taking on Fort Wayne at 6:40 this evening. The lefty Brandon Kinnear is on the mound, 2-1 with a 1.61 ERA, so an intriguing name to look for there. We'll have all those scores for you. As for the big league crew, they will not get going until later on this evening. They're at American Family Field, 6:40 first pitch against the Cincinnati Reds. Former Biloxi Shucker right-hander Freddie Peralta on the mound against the former right-handed against the Shuckers in the 2018 Southern League Divisional Series. Vladimir Gutierrez on the mound. So Peralta and Gutierrez is your matchup tonight at the big league level. All right, final numbers from this one today. For Montgomery, 8 runs on 11 hits. They committed 1 error and left 10 men on base. For Biloxi, 4 runs on 10 hits. They committed 2 errors. They leave 9 men on base. The winning pitcher is Ethan Murray. He improves to 1-0 on the year. The losing pitcher, Victor Castaneda, drops to 1-2. Today's game took 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,740, mostly Education Day children here on an 81-degree, turned into 87-degree, partly cloudy day here in Montgomery. With the win, the Biscuits are now 11-11 on the year. With the loss, the Shuckers are 12-11. They maintain a half-game lead in the South Division of the Southern League over the Biscuits. Next up, it's a 6:35 p.m. first pitch tomorrow night. The left-hander Nick Bennett on the mound for Biloxi, 1-2 with a 4.50. He'll be opposed by the left-hander Ian Seymour, 0-2 with a 7.62 ERA. First pitch comes your way tomorrow night at 6:35. So we're on the air for you at 6:15 tomorrow night from right here at Riverwalk Stadium. Well, the turnaround is never easy going from a 6:05 to an 11:05 a.m. first pitch. And a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work to get us swapped around. Also today, play-by-play color commentator and broadcast coordinator along with social media. Thomas, thank you as always for all of your hard work, sir.
Thank you.
I think a nap is in your future. Mine as well. But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Wednesday. Hey, we normally don't get to do this during the day, so thanks so much for tuning in, whether you're at work, on your lunch hour, whatever it was. If you caught any part of the game with us today, we are thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers Baseball a part of your late morning and early afternoon. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at Riverwalk Stadium. Your final score, the Montgomery Biscuits 8, the Biloxi Shuckers 4. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good afternoon from Montgomery, Alabama.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come on, cruise in WGCM, baby.